Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in to the 2023 season. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, Adam Jaxa by my side. We come to you from Midland, Michigan, and the Dow Diamond. But the Lansing Lugnuts season number 27 is about to dawn, and Adam, I don't see a cloud in that sky.
It is absolutely gorgeous out here, and we're just short of 50 degrees, but boy, oh boy, did we get a great night for baseball. Even though it is a little chillier, we will take this in early April, and man, this is our favorite time of the year. Lansing Lugnuts Baseball back, and we're ready for a brand new season.
I cannot wait. Let's get right to it. I caught up with Craig Conklin, the first-year Lugnuts manager, to preview this team.
It is such a pleasure to be joined by Lansing Lugnuts manager Craig Conklin. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Congratulations on being the manager this year.
Well, thank you, Jesse. It's a pleasure to be back.
How was the conversation broached to you? Craig, would you like, or maybe Conk, would you like to manage the Nuts?
Well, when I was told I was going to Instructional League, I had heard rumors that I was going to manage a team in Arizona in Instructional League. And I was like, oh, okay. So when I got there, our farm director, Ed Sprague, had come in and asked me if I wanted to manage this year. And I said, absolutely. So here we are.
Who are your personal manager role models?
Well, I've been around some really good guys. When I was in junior college, coaching, Larry Lee, who's the head coach at Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, and he's the manager for, Team USA, the collegiate team.
Yeah.
So I coached with him for 6 or 7 years, excuse me, and then, former major leaguer Roy Howell. I learned some stuff from him. I coached with him. He was managed, and I was assistant for a collegiate team. And then Fran Reardon when I was in Vegas in 19. So, yeah, I've been around some guys that I've really learned from, and then I picked the brains of whoever I can that I think I can get information from.
How did you spend your off season?
Moving.
That's a process.
Yeah. So, anyway, I moved from Central California to Southern California into San Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of transitioned from, you know, out of one thing into another, and then went to the Dominican for work for a week. That was exciting, and that was really fun. I liked that, and that's kind of it.
Yeah. What was that experience like? in the Dominican. Had you been before?
I had not been to the Dominican before, and I was excited to go, and the facility's great. Veronica does a great job, and the players, you know, it's just different. You know, everybody's happy and, you know, thankful, and it was just a great experience.
Just a quick question about Veronica. My first time meeting her was last year when she came in to serve as interim manager. What do you think of her and her stepping in to be coordinator of player development there?
I think it's great. You know, I mean, she has a lot of compassion and knowledge, and you know, I think, you know, her being there makes a lot of those players feel comfortable and safe. Yeah. You know, having that female presence there for them that's also a baseball person, I think it just adds value. You know, I mean baseball is traditionally with men, and I think having, you know, a lot of those young Latin guys, they need that type of a figure there for them. I think she's going to do a great job. She's already done a great job.
Back to you. Spring training this year as a manager compared to prior spring trainings, how is this different for you?
It's like a player relearning a position or learning a new position, I should say. You know, you still got to get in shape to do what you do. So that all the other things that I normally would do before, I still had to focus on those. But now with added responsibilities, you know, it's just a different learning curve, you know, so it's like getting on a treadmill. You know, you 3 miles an hour, you start off and then you increase the speed. And so that's kind of how spring went, you know. Game sped up on me a little bit at times, because there's things that weren't in my lane before. And
yeah.
Now they are. And I had to, oh, shoot, you know, I didn't think about that. But as time goes on through spring, you become acclimated, so it was good.
With your staff, your pitching coach, Schultze, he know each other very well. Two new hitting coaches, new strength person, new athletic trainer. What's the staff feel like?
Staff feels good. You know, it's really good having Schultze here because, you know, he's been around for a long time and, you know, handling – that's the one thing during spring that we, you know – is pretty controlled.
Yes.
So I didn't really have much input on who was pitching and when they were throwing. But now, having Don there providing information on who's available, who's not, you know, and the insight he has on, you know, maybe, you know, who might be good for this situation, you know, so we'll be able to, he'll be able to help me out a lot with that. And then Luis Baez, you know, he's the fourth coach, took over for me in my role as assistant hitting coach. He works with outfielders and base runners as well, and infielders, so it'll be well-rounded. And then, you know, Ron Whitmire, you know, he played in the Oakland organization, you know, briefly in the big leagues for a little bit. So he's got a wealth of knowledge as well. So, you know, in our strength and conditioning and trainer, they got experience, and I know those guys pretty good now. So I think we're going to be great.
About the players, starting with the hitters, I know these names. The infielders, they all had experience last year. Anales and Campos and Muncy and Swift and Valenzuela and Winkler and Wright. And in the outfield, we saw Armenteros and Butler. But with the number of these guys, things were going well, and then an injury bug would bite. And it was just one of those things where if there's health, there's really good effectiveness. How do you see for those guys, what can they do with this season?
You know, just taking care of your body the best you can. And, you know, there's unforeseen things you can't control, you know, mm-hmm. during a game. And, you know, but at the same time, you know, having them healthy and, you know, being able to, you know, to play consistently, you know, I'm excited for that, you know, because I know some of those guys, you know, when you get hurt, it stinks, you know. You watch your friends get out there and play all the time, and then you got to rehab every day, and, you know, you just can't do it. So I'm excited for those guys that kind of missed time last year, and now it's a new start and a new year.
What do you know of the young outfielders and catchers coming up from Stockton?
Well, Susak I had during spring. He's, you know, he was our first rounder, and he's going to be a really good player. He's a good player now. You know, I'm excited about, you know, having him out there, you know, this season.
Well, just to stop you, what makes him a good player?
Well, he's intelligent, you know, he's a thinker.
Yeah.
You know, he'll say things, you know, that I'm like, wow, okay. You know, he asks questions and he has insight, you know, and opinions. You know, he's a, you know, solid catcher, and his bats, you know, it's pretty electric as well. So, you know, just excited to see him progress, you know, through this season.
With the pitchers, there's some returners. There's a lot of new faces. How well acquainted are you with all of these new pitchers?
I'm trying to get acquainted with them. That's a good thing about, you know, being a manager is now, you know, I can actually engage with them and get to know them more so than I could last year, you know, just in passing, you know, or in the clubhouse talking to them and getting to know them. But, you know, now hanging out with them, you know, while they're doing their work, you know, and seeing how they operate in that setting, you know, I'm excited for. So, you know, some of the guys we had last year, you know, I already know those guys. So
yeah.
I'm excited to get to know the new guys.
Who do you think are going to be the team leaders in the clubhouse?
It's a good question. You know, I mean, you got the, like a Winkler, you know, Swift, you know, Saheed, you know, Muncy's young, but, you know, when the heat of battle, he steps up.
Yeah.
You know, not that he doesn't before that, but he's not afraid to say anything. You know, if something needs to get said, he'll say it. So, and I'm sure there's others. It's just those guys right off the top of my head, you know, that I've seen in action.
Last question. Last year, when you and I sat down and I asked you a lot about Lawrence Butler and Tyler Soderstrom, whom you had known in Stockton, this year in spring, Soderstrom was great. He's up in AAA. Butler was tremendous. He's up in AA. But Denzel Clark had a wonderful spring. How did you feel watching from afar as these players excelled in Major League camp?
Well, it makes you feel good, you know, that you and the other coaches, you know, that had input in their, you know, development. It makes you, you know, makes you excited because that's what it's about, you know, to be able to, you know, to see something that needs to get changed or altered in some way, and you stay on them over it, and then, you know, it takes, and then they go somewhere different, and they take, you know, the tools that have been given to them at one level, and they apply it at the next level, you know. So
yeah,
that's gratification. That's what it's about, you know, is having that small little impact along their career.
Conk, thank you very much for taking the time.
You're welcome.
Craig Conklin, manager of the Lansing Lugnuts, on the verge of opening day. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It is full starting lineups on this opening day from Midland, Michigan. Lugnuts standing up and lining down the third base side from home plate to third base. And the Great Lakes Loons are currently being introduced and jogging out of their first base side dugout and off to take the field on the first base way. Of the 29 active players on this Lugnuts roster, 17 of them have prior Lugnuts experience. For the Great Lakes Loons, perhaps not that many know the Midwest League, but there are going to be some familiar names. And let's meet the names in our starting lineups today as Adam Jaxa gives you the nines.
You want the Lugs or the Loons first?
Let's start with the visitors from Michigan State Capitol.
Well, that's our favorite team, the Lansing Lugnuts, in their 27th season of baseball, going back to 1996, Craig Conklin's opening day lineup. It looks like this. Caden Trinkel leading off in center field. Jack Winkler batting second at third. Max Muncy is at shortstop. He hits third. Daniel Susak catching and hitting cleanup. Junior Perez is in right field swinging fifth. Aurebiel Angeles bats sixth and plays second base. Danny Bautista is at first and batting seventh. Lázaro Armenteros DHing and swinging eighth. And Johnny Butler in left field batting ninth. Trinkel, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Perez, Angeles, Bautista, Armenteros, Butler, and they are in support of the right-handed Yoelvis Del Rosario as he will get the ball on opening night. Jesse, your spotlight Lugnut on the opening evening of the season.
I want to go right to the very top of the order. Caden Trinkel against Michigan State University on Tuesday led off the bottom of the first inning with a triple. And if you saw the freeze frame, the photo captured by Natasha Daniels, the acrobatic way that he scored, if he can spark things here today, it's going to be a lot of fun. So go with the leadoff man making his very first start with the Lugnuts.
Yeah, he was a ton of fun to watch in that first game, that exhibition against Michigan State. All right, quickly, let's get you the Loons' first nine. Taylor Young is at second to lead off. Austin Gauthier is batting second and playing third. Alex Freeland is at shortstop hitting third. Damon Keith, the right fielder, bats cleanup. Dalton Rushing, the catcher, is batting fifth. Yainer Fernandez, the DH, hits sixth. Junior Garcia is batting seventh and playing first base. Chris Aline is in left field hitting eighth. And Jake Vogel, the center fielder, bats ninth. Young, Gauthier, Freeland, Keith, Rushing, Fernandez, Garcia, Aline, Vogel. How about for the Loons, Jesse, your spotlight hitter?
You know, there are a lot of different guys to focus on, but I want to look at Dalton Rushing, the catcher, and the only pure left-handed batter in the order. The number five hitter, last year the second rounder out of Louisville. We know Louisville. We're going to see a starter later on this series, Jack Perkins, who transferred from Louisville to Indiana. Oh, by the way, the Louisville Cardinals produced Cooper Bowman, a Lugnut from last year, and a future Lugnut in Cameron Masterman. Great program, big-time draft pick, and the Dodgers are expecting an awful lot out of Rushing. I'm rushing to tell you his name.
Rushing, the best prospect in the lineup tonight for the Loons. According to MLB Pipeline, he is rated seventh. Their top 20 prospect, number 20, Ronan Kopp, the lefty, who saw little action with the Loons last year, is the starting pitcher that the Lansing Lugnuts will face. They are just finishing up the Great Lakes Loons roster as they come pouring out that first base line. The Lugnuts in those black unis waiting on the third baseline, and the field is filled with the sun. We've got the group out there ready for the national anthem, which means we are just about ready for baseball. On the opening night of the 2023 season, the Loons and the Lugs, and they are playing for the fifth time on opening day. The Lugnuts have had success against these Loons before. Here, we'll send it down the field for the national anthem. Well done down on the field as we are now officially ready for the 2023 season to commence. It's the Great Lakes Loons against your Lansing Lugnuts on a 50-degree evening. The sun is out up here in Midland, Michigan, about an hour and a half northeast of Michigan State Capitol. Game one for the Lansing Lugnuts in season number 27. And you know, a guy that has been here for 15 of those 27 seasons on the play-by-play, returning for number 15, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, thank you so much. The director of broadcasting at Central Michigan University just down the road, and the proud Eden Rapids Greyhound. Our umpires, behind home plate, it's Brandon Tipton, and on the bases, it's Chad Patterson. There's a Great Lakes Loons head logo that is painted right behind those umpires. And the home plate umpire, Tipton, is wearing his sky blue shirt. Meanwhile, Patterson is wearing the jacket. It's still a little bit chilly, Adam. They're calling for much more, tropical conditions this coming week. Because next week, the Lugnuts will open at home against West Michigan. It's going to get gorgeous, but right now, this works fine for me.
Well, you got to save the best weather for the home series, right? I mean, that's how it works.
Yes. Whoever scripted it like that, I'll take it. The Great Lakes Loons will be clad in their home white uniforms, red socks pulled up high, red caps, although when I say red, I don't mean a Crayola red. How would you describe that tinge that they work with? Would you go brick red?
Yes. I think brick red is perfect.
The lefty Ronan Kopp leads them out to the field. His catcher Dalton rushing at first base for the Great Lakes Loons, Junior Garcia. Second baseman Taylor Young at shortstop Alex Freeland. And at third base, Austin Gauthier. And the outfield, first and left field, Chris Aline. The center fielder, Jake Vogel. And in right field, Damon Keith. The shadows are right now stretching out. And they're currently having the catcher rushing. His spikes are in the shade. The rest of him is in the sun. Those shadows will approach the pitcher's mound and make it even tougher to hit against a man who's already pretty darn tough to face. Adam, how about the southpaw, Ronan Kopp?
Well, the only issue he had last year, Jesse, were the walks between the two teams at Rancho Cucamonga, and then he came up to pitch for the Great Lakes Loons, just 4 2/3 innings. His ERA was under 3 down in Rancho Cucamonga, and then up here with the Loons is 1.93. Now, through 60 innings of work, he had 43 walks. So outside of the inaccuracy, can he control that a little bit this year? That's going to be the main thing that they're looking for from the lefty. He's got a fastball, a slider, and has started to develop a changeup. The Dodgers organization has worked on him with that, but that's his three-pitch mix.
I think about a guy who primarily was a two-pitch pitcher, striking out 102 and 57 and two-thirds innings with Rancho Cucamonga. But we'll talk about this, too, with the Lugnuts. There are players on this Lugnuts team, starting pitchers, who they've got a good two-pitch mix. Mm-hmm. And this year, how will they develop their changeups? Here comes Caden Schenkel. Winkler and Muncy to follow. 1, 2, and 3 in the order. You can find us via social media at Lansing Lugnuts for the squad, at Adam Jaksa for my broadcast partner, ADAMJKSA, and for me, at Jay Goldstrass. Are you ready for baseball?
Oh, yeah.
Ronan Kopp is, and the big lefty lets it fly. And the first offering is taken for ball one. We are underway at 6:08 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. 1-0, lefty on lefty. The pitch to Trinkle. A fastball for a called strike. Brandon Tipton immediately involved in the game. I wonder, for a home plate umpire, you got to be looking forward to your first strike call, right? Here's Kopp. Trinkle swings and smacks it up the middle, past the mound, and past the diving shortstop Freeland. Base hit center field. In comes the baseball from the center fielder Vogel. A leadoff single to open up the year from Caden Schenkel.
Well, I was kind of hoping for a home run, but a single will do just fine. Great at bat there. He takes a couple of pitches, squares it right back up the middle, and then you got a speedster on base. Nice start for the Nuts here in 2023.
With Schenkel on, here's Jack Winkler, a right-handed batter. And if Ronan Kopp was hoping for more left-handed hitters, well, there's only one more in the order, and it's batting ninth. The pitch. Winkler takes a fastball for a called strike. And the radar gun here up on the video board registers at 91 miles per hour. Winkler a couple of days ago, what a crosstown showdown against Michigan State. The high set by Kopp. The kick and the pitch. Winkler fouls it up and away off to the right side. No balls and two strikes on the Lansing third baseman.
Yeah, what an introduction to his 2023 exhibition part of the season, but still, welcome to Lansing, and hopefully Winkler can keep that going throughout this season.
Caden Schenkel has a nice wide lead at first base. He'd love to go. Here's the pitch. The breaking ball hangs up and away, and ball one to Jack. Sack flying, 2-2-run doubles, a 5 RBI showing against Michigan State. The Lugnuts won 12-3, their 10th consecutive crosstown showdown win. And now the official game one, the 1-2 pitch. Check swing, missed down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Gotta say, Jesse, I really like the 6 o'clock starts here in April. I know that the Lugnuts are doing that this year for their April home games, and just get a little bit of a warmer feel as the temperatures are a little chilly in this first month.
And that's the key. You want to get as much sunlight as possible. Schenkel at first, the pitch. The breaking ball is grounded down to third base. Grabbed by Gauthier, throws to second. 1, over to first base. Not handled by Garcia on the relay from second baseman Young. Winkler's on. It's backed up by the catcher rushing up the first base side. Simply a fielder's choice. So Winkler takes Trinkle's spot at first base. 1 away in the top of the first.
You'll take the fielder's choice because that certainly looked like it should have been around the horn double play. And it wasn't executed by the Loon, so the Lugnuts will take the break and only one out in the frame.
That's one of those where it's the intricacy of the baseball rule book. You don't charge an error on that play, although I would argue, Adam, that Garcia should have caught that throw. Here now is Max Muncy's first at-bat of 2023, but first the reset by the big southpaw Kopp. And now Max, 20 years of age, 25th overall pick 2 years ago. 2 years already? 2021, first rounder for the Oakland A's. Winkler at first, no score. Here's the pitch. Low, ball one.
I like how you so eloquently put it in the exhibition the other night. You said the experienced 20-year-old.
Not quite a gray beard. There's no sign of a beard. Right-handed batter. The pitch. Muncy swings and misses. Ball and a strike. That fastball up to 93.
We've got to get him a black beard to match those beautiful away black uniforms the Lugnuts are wearing.
Silver Lugnuts across the front of the chest, the road gray pants. The batting helmets are black. Max Muncy wields a silver bat. The pitch. Ground ball shot up the third base side. Fair ball eluding the diving Gauthier. That's into the corner for extra bases. Winkler windmilled around third base from Conklin. He comes in to score. A throw into short. Muncy's into second base with an RBI double. And the Lugnuts have the first run of 2023. 1-0 they lead.
Well, that's why that fielder's choice slash error was so important, because it allowed Winkler to reach. It probably should have been a double play. As mentioned, Garcia should have been able to catch that at first base. He doesn't. And then Muncy, a top 10 prospect, first pick by the A's a couple of years ago, comes through. The doubles down that left field side were all Lansing swung in that exhibition against Michigan State, and Muncy keeps it rolling. Great start in the first.
With a runner at second base, catcher rushing goes out to the mound, and they're going to set the new series of signs, how they're going to encode them, as Daniel Susak is about to have his first at-bat. Adam, I remember back last year, it was Max Muncy and Tyler Soderstrom hitting back-to-back, and it wasn't very long, but it was here in Great Lakes. The back-to-back first rounders, Soderstrom 2020, Muncy 2021. And now this year, 2021 first rounder Muncy, followed by the 2022 first rounder Daniel Susak out of Arizona. The pitch inside with the off speed, ball one.
I mean, something that just screams the future. We saw that, as you mentioned, with Soderstrom and Muncy last year, and now here you get it with Muncy and Susak, a couple of really talented ball players in the middle of this order.
Susak hitting from the right side, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, 225 pounds. The deal. That's called a strike on the outside corner. Now the radar gun is up to 96. Ronan Kopp is starting to heat up, but a single, a fielder's choice, and then Max Muncy's RBI double plating Winkler. 1-0 Lugnuts. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. It's opening day. The deal. A breaking ball, tipped foul, rolling up the left side. Well, the first-year manager, Craig Conklin, over to field it. I asked Conk earlier today, what was his managerial experience entering the season? And he said he had managed a summer wooden bat collegiate squad.
Mm.
And here he is. And we'll see if the Lugnuts can get him that first minor league managerial victory. Muncy at second, one out. The 1-2 for Susak. Swing and a miss. A fastball away. Ronan Kopp's first strikeout of the year. Two outs.
That's one that he just couldn't lay off of outside. Chased it away, and Susak unfortunate there, but he's trying to be aggressive. He wants to get that first ribby and knock in his teammate. Hopefully Perez can pick him up.
So now that brings up Junior Perez, as Adam mentioned. The Lugnuts right fielder, heading fifth in the order. Two outs, Muncy at second. The deal. Strike called on the outside corner.
By the way, with Conklin, it's got to be a more easier transition, knowing that he was in this league last year. He was with the Lugnuts last year as an assistant coach.
Go back the year before that. He knew Junior Perez coaching at Stockton. An 0-1. Swing and a miss. He got fooled by the off-speed down and in. Catcher rushing tracks it down to the left. Muncy stays at second. Quickly, nothing and two.
Yeah, that's a filthy off-speed pitch that's running in on the hands. Looks like it's coming off the plate, and then it just dipped out. Tough pitch right there.
Well, the book, Adam, you mentioned it on Ronan Kopp, was sometimes he doesn't throw strikes. Mm-hmm. But when he does, he's hard. He's been throwing strikes all this first inning. 1-0 Nuts. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three for Perez. Fastball at 96 blows him away. Back-to-back strikeouts after the Muncy RBI double. And as we go to the bottom of the first inning, it is the Lugnuts leading on opening day at Great Lakes. 1. Loons coming up, though, against Uelvis Del Rosario when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow, too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lansing Lugnuts are up 1-0 on the Great Lakes Loons. RBI double, Max Muncy in the top of the first. Now to the home half, Taylor Young leading off against Yoelvis Del Rosario. Yoelvis' first pitch, a strike called. His second pitch, a fastball away. A right-hander. Let's fly to the right-handed hitter for the Loons. Swing and a miss. A fastball at 94 and right by him. One ball and two strikes. It is Young, Gauthier, Freeland. And the Great Lakes Loons starting nine. And after that strike two, Taylor Young, the second baseman, goes for a walk. An eighth rounder last year out of Louisiana Tech. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Shadows engulfing the home plate circle. Out of the sun. The pitch. Fastball up and away. And 93 from the debuting Lugnuts right-hander, Yoelvis Del Rosario. Adam will tell you more about him in a moment. Black Sox pulled up high. Just 21. Let's fly. Popped up off the hands and a right field. Junior Perez over. Calls off the center fielder Trenkel and puts it away. One batter, one gone for Del Rosario.
Well, Jesse, he's one of the newest Oakland Athletics. They got him in December in the Rule 5 minor league draft. And he comes to Lansing. Four-pitch guy. He's got both the four- and two-seam fastball slider and a changeup out of Santiago, Dominican Republic.
Hey, let's fly to Austin Gauthier. First offering, a fastball misses, according to the home plate umpire Brandon Tipton, ball one. We saw Gauthier before, the non-drafted free agent out of Hofstra. Fouls off the second pitch to the right side, one ball, one strike. Hofstra's nickname is?
Uh-oh.
The Pride. At one point, they were the Flying Dutchman. And then they changed it. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Lugs. The pitch up high from Del Rosario.
I didn't even get, you know, multiple choice or
nope.
I mean, even
pitch clock, man. We got a
5-10 seconds. Yeah, you're right.
We got to speed up the thinking. Moving. It's a 2-1 from Del Rosario, and it's lined foul up the right side. Get ready, Lutz bullpen had to quickly. One reliever jumped out of the way. Everybody else watched. And the ball is up onto the grassy berm just behind that pen.
Like a delayed, hesitant scatter from that last Loons bullpen member.
Hey, start of the year, get ready. 2-2 pitch. Low and away and all the way to the backstop. That's the Del Rosario slider. For you, Elvis Del Rosario, Adam. Last year, the fastball came in, usually 93, 94, touching 96. Slider and changeup to complement it. Fastball through a lot of strikes. How's the secondary stuff, though? Payoff pitch for Gauthier. Smacked on the ground through the right side, a base in the right field. Vacuumed by Perez, feeds it into second. And with one out, a one out opposite field single for Austin Gauthier, the Great Lakes Loons have their first base runner of the year. Just to go around this Lugnuts defense. And right field, as you heard, Junior Perez. The ball's been hit to him twice.
In center field, Caden Tranquil, and in left field, Johnny Butler. Danny Bautista Jr. is at first. Aribiel Angeles is at second. Max Muncy, the shortstop. Jack Winkler at third, and Daniel Susak, the catcher. Alex Freeland bats left. The pitch chops it weakly down to first base, grabbed there by Bautista. The batter runner steps, and so Bautista quickly tracks him down, applies the tag to his chest. Up to second base goes Gauthier, two away. One of those where Freeland threw it in reverse, seeing what he could make happen. Runner in scoring position for Damon Keith. -47 degrees in Midland, Michigan. You a little cold? I'm a little cold.
Not too bad.
Sneaks up on you. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Fastball to start him, misses down. One ball, no strikes at 92.
You know me, I usually have the heater up in the booth, but yes. I tried not going to the quarter zip, and then I have the jacket after that to try and condition myself.
With us starting on the road, I was wondering, should I pack the heater? 1-0. Strike called on the outside corner.
Did you?
I did not.
We'll be all right.
I'm sorry.
No, we'll have it for home games next week, but we won't even need it. Great weather next week.
Right? Damon Keith out of Cal Baptist, 18th rounder 2 years ago. Now one ball, one strike delivery. Now that's called a strike, though it was not caught by Susak. Did not roll too far off to the right side. And then his throw out to the mound was not caught by Del Rosario. Del Rosario, I think, gesturing to Susak, I lost it in the sun. It's all right. Don't worry about it. At second base, Austin Gauthier staying put. One ball and two strikes. Del Rosario looking for his first K of the year. His pitch fouled off into the screen. Went high cheddar at 94. Already, Adam, we're starting to get everybody checking in. Hello, Bobby Strauss tuned in for another season of Lugnuts Baseball. 1-0, Lansing leads in the Muncie RBI double. First inning, two outs. The pitch. Check swing, one around too far on the slider away. Del Rosario strikes out Keith and retires the side in the first inning. Gauthier single, stranded in scoring position, and we are off to the second. Lansing leading at Dow Diamond, 1-0 over the Great Lakes Loons.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A 1-0 Lugnuts lead behind an RBI double from Max Muncy in the first inning. Second inning begins with Aribiel Angeles taking ball one upstairs. I'm Jackson by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hello. Game one, opening day. Here's the pitch from Ronan Cobb. High and away. Fastball riding outside at 94. And two balls and no strikes on the 20-year-old Angeles out of Igwe, Dominican Republic. Second year in Lansing. The big lefty kicks and throws. The right-handed batter takes ball three upstairs. Well, there's a little bit of the lack of command that we heard about that every now and then pops up and afflicts Ronan Cobb. Struck out two in the first. 3-0. That is called a strike on the outside corner. Took something off at 92. Last year, Angeles hit 278. And yet, Adam, you and I both believe he's capable of so much more. The 3-1. Fouled away down the right side. And the count is full.
Well, he had such that great April, Jesse, and then tailed off a little bit. So this year, can he string together a couple of months? We certainly know he's capable, but we'll see if he can do it. And it starts by getting off to a good start.
Cops payoff. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Three straight balls. Three straight strikes. Three straight strikeouts for the Great Lakes Southpaw.
A lot of threes. And that was the heater outside. May have been a touch outside. That's how he got Susak to chase, because he can run it up there to the mid-90s, sometimes the upper 90s, and that one too close to take there, and Angeles unable to connect.
A fastball jumps at you. Angeles does not swing and miss a lot. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one high. It is unusual to strike out A. Rebiel Angeles, and especially unusual to strike him out swinging. Bautista bats right. The lefty throws. Line drive, left field. Aline comes in, reaches in, and makes the catch. Just bent slightly at the waist. And Bautista's at number two.
Yeah, just kind of poked it, Jesse. He didn't really have to do much. Used the velocity of the pitch there and got it out to left, and it just hung up enough for Aline to come in and make the second out.
Lázaro Armenteros next. So in the first inning, it went single, fielder's choice, double. And since then, strikeout, 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 line out. Lázaro Armenteros takes a called strike one, out of third. Two outs, nobody on. And Ronan Cobb might be settling in. A 6-6 lefty against the Lugnuts right-handed slugger. Fires. Down and in. There's the off-speed. And the cat, one ball, one strike. Armenteros last year ended the season with a .261 average for the Lugnuts and an on-base percentage up near 38%. He swings and misses a fastball. 1-2. Lázaro draws a lot of walks, strikes out a lot, hits with great power. If he reaches, he steals a lot of bases. This is a 1-2 pitch. That's the curveball up high. I'm used to, when Armenteros is at home plate, the count getting very deep. Fifth pitch of this plate appearance is on its way. Inside for ball three, and here you go.
Yeah, I mean, he shared the same trait as Lawrence Butler last year. How many 3-2 counts did we see from him specifically in the first month of the season?
Two-tone bat waving menacingly, knees bent, payoff. Down low for ball four. It was the off-speed, looked like a changeup from Ronan Cobb. And Lázaro Armenteros, who is behind the cap 1-2, draws the first base on balls given out.
And that'll be the curious thing again. He averaged almost a walk per half inning last year. The Lugnuts didn't get one in the first, but they do get a walk here in the second. And now, can you swing the top of the bottom of the lineup card over with production and maybe get something here with two outs in the second?
It's Johnny Barrels batting left. Johnny Butler. Two outs, runner at first, 1-0 Nuts in the second. The pitch. Fastball high. Now, Johnny on Tuesday against Michigan State, he didn't hit safely at him, but he drew a walk. He got hit by a pitch. He was all over the bases. Batting ninth in the order, so the second leadoff man in front of Caden Schrenkel. Here's the pitch. Down low. Two balls and no strikes.
You know, that's all we care about, and that's what the managers and the coaches, they want. Just keep the line moving. Doesn't have to be a base hit. Doesn't have to be flashy. Just get on base.
And with that, the pitching coach, David Anderson, is jogging out to the mound. Two pitching coaches on this Great Lakes squad, Anderson and Richard De Los Santos. They have one hitting coach in Okoye Dixon and one bench coach in Elian Herrera. Meanwhile, the Lugnuts on the other side, the coaching staff for 2023, first-year manager Craig Conklin, who last year was the assistant hitting coach. We've got the pitching coach Don Schulze in his third year now with the Lugnuts. That is 18th year coaching in the athletics organization. And then the first-year hitting coach Ron Whitmire, joined by the first-year assistant hitting coach Luis Baez. Armenteros is a threat to steal at first base. 13 steals last year for the Lugnuts in 17 attempts. 1-0 Lansing leads. Two outs. A two-ball pitch to Butler. Inside for ball three. We are expecting Robbie Pito to be the piggyback pitcher for the Loons. That pitch count creeping upward, but the bullpen quiet. On 3-0. It is a called strike right in there. Rifled across by Ronan Kopp.
And remember, this is what he did against San Jose. Got behind 3-0 and then pumped in three straight strikes for the K.
Armenteros steps away from first base, held on by Garcia. There he goes, the 3-1. Swing and a miss. The throw down to second base is late. Steal number one for Lázaro, going in hands first. Three and two now for Johnny Butler with Armenteros in scoring position. So another full count pitch from Ronan Kopp. Struck out Angeles on a 3-2 to start, then walked Armenteros. Strikes out Butler here. Got him swinging on a fastball in. Two strikeouts in the first inning and two more in the second for Kopp. He strands Armenteros at second base. We've played 1.5 from Dow Diamond. Lugnuts 1, Loons nothing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Dalton Rushing leads off the bottom of the second inning for the Great Lakes Loons, taking a called strike from the Lugnuts right-hander, Yoelvis Del Rosario. Del Rosario and the Lugnuts lead 1-0 over Rushing and the Loons at 0-1. Misses outside. Ball and a strike. With Adam Jaxa, I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Dalton Rushing. Rushing coming into this year, the number 7 prospect in the Dodgers organization, according to MLB Pipeline. Batting fifth in the order. Fernandez, Garcia to follow. Del Rosario kicks, offers. Away. Two balls and a strike.
Well, you mentioned last year how it was Soderstrom and Muncy. Do you remember it was Cartaya and Soderstrom? And how about this catcher battle we've got to start this season?
That's right. Susak and Rushing. The pitch. Smacked foul back into the netting. 2-2. Dalton Rushing, when he was in college, his freshman and his sophomore year, it would have been great if he could have starred a catcher at Louisville, but he couldn't because Henry Davis was their catcher.
Mm-hmm.
Number one overall pick, Henry Davis. 2-2 pitch. High and wide. Count is full. And then as a junior, Davis had been drafted
And so Rushing broke out, suddenly had that spotlight. Now he's following Cartaya up the ladder in the Dodgers organization. 3-2 offering. Lifted high and foul off to the left side. Third baseman Winkler gives it a look, but that baseball's off the railing. Just out of range. Stays 3-2.
Yeah, man. They had Bobby Miller, too. Louisville has, they've got a good program over there, and the Dodgers taking a couple of their best prospects.
Payoff pitch for Rushing. Tried a backdoor breaking ball and barely missed. Ball four. Did you see Rushing's numbers, by the way, last year in his pro debut?
Mm-mm.
Hold them up. Enjoy that.
Okay.
Pitchers did not enjoy it. Played in 28 games. He had 424. Reached base more than half the time. And he also crushed 8 home runs. We've got a pitch clock violation to start things as Yainer Fernandez is stepping in. He's the other catcher in this Loon squad. He's DHing today. 1-0 Lugnuts lead. The pitch fouled off into the screen. By the way, that pitch clock violation was against the batter. And so just like that, Yoelvis Del Rosario is up in front of the cap. No balls and 2 strikes. That's good living. Rushing is not a threat to run at first. Del Rosario throws. Fouled up and away over the netting. Just to go back to Rushing and connect him with Cartaya and connect them with the Oakland Athletics prospects in Susak and Soderstrom. Last year, remember, the A's took Susak in the first round, and people are going, do they need another prospect catcher? They just traded for Shane Langeliers. 0-2. Check swing. Foul tipped into the mid of the catcher, Susak. It's a strikeout. Fernandez is done. Strikeout number 2 for Del Rosario. And 1 away in the second inning.
And as we've become accustomed to, yes, they do need more catchers because they stock their system with good catching. And that's a very important position.
Like the Dodgers gone from Diego Cartaya, their number 1 prospect, and then adding a guy like Rushing. Good to have depth at a very important position. Here's the first baseman, Junior Garcia. Righty to righty. Up and inside. A fastball for ball 1. Lansing leads 1-0. The shortstop, Max Muncy, in his first at-bat of the year. An RBI double in the first, knocking in Jack Winkler. In the second inning now, 1-on, 1-out for Great Lakes. A chopper is hit towards short. There's Muncy. Grabs. Underhands Angeles 1 over to first. It's 2. And the waiting glove of Bautista. 6-4-3. And Elvis Del Rosario is through 2 scoreless innings in Dow Diamond. Let's go to the third, where Adam Jackson will have your call of the game. Lugnuts lead 1-0.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there and welcome to the season opener of Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. It is great to be with you here in 2023. Lugnuts in front 1-0 as we come back for the start of the third, and it'll be the second time through the order against Ronan Kopp, 20th rated prospect in the Dodgers org by MLB Pipeline. Glove in front of his face, the lefty turns and throws. And the first pitch must have been a tad low on Caden Trinkle, ball one. Jack Winkler, Max Muncy to foul. Lugnuts in the road blacks with the gray pants and the black helmets. Two-tone bat for Trinkle from the left side. The pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Trinkle got a base hit in his first AB of the season, and he was forced out at second base. Max Muncy had the RBI double that has the game's first run. The pitch. Breaking ball comes in. Strike two actually dropped out of the glove of Dalton Rushing, but home plate umpire Brandon Tipton still able to call it up with the right hand. Trinkle with those bright white batting gloves wrapped around the two-tone bat stirs the bat behind his helmet. The pitch. Chased it up and out of the zone. Strike three. Fifth K this evening for Ronan Kopp. We mentioned that he could run him up with the strikeout numbers. The only issue was, were we going to see a lot of walks? And so far, through his first outing, one walk, five Ks. That's pretty darn good.
I think he hides the ball really well, and then it is jumping at these batters.
Jack Winkler the next to face the pitch. Here it is. It's outside, ball one. He reached on a fielder's choice, then came in to score in that opening half inning. 1-0 Nuts in the top of the third at Dow Diamond. Loons with a man warming down the right field line in the pen. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Lansing Lugnuts last year against Great Lakes, 10-14. Hoping to do a little bit better this season. The pitch. Breaking ball lifted out to right field. Backing up is Keith towards the track and slows and makes the catch. Two outs. The Lugnuts, though, have been excellent against the Loons on opening day. They've played them this the fifth time. And the Lugnuts, 3-1 against the Great Lakes Loons. 2012, 2016, 2017, and most recently, they opened at Dow Diamond in 2018 and won 12-1. Pretty darn good. Here's Max Muncy. The pitch is outside. Ball one. 1-0 Lugnuts. We're in the top of the third of the season opener. Great to be with you. Lugnuts will have their first home opener next Tuesday. The pitch, swing and a miss. That fastball is coming in hot. 94 on the swing and miss right there from Max Muncy.
We are seeing batter after batter react late. Batters who are not used to swinging and missing.
In his scouting report, there was noted that there's a little movement on that fastball as well.
We're seeing it.
Mm-hmm. The pitch, breaking ball, big swing and a miss from Muncy. That's that slider that's coming in, or looks like a slider at the end because it's coming in on the hands when it starts over the plate, but it's got a big arc to it. 1-2. Inside, Muncy, good eye, two balls, two strikes. Max, the top 10 prospect for the A's organization. Green ankle guard on his front left foot. Protects here with a 2-2 count. Glove in front of the face for Kopp. Turns, sets, throws. High and outside as it goes off the glove of Rushing. And it's three balls, two strikes. The Loon logo painted in the batter's circle behind home plate. And the home plate umpire, Brandon Tipton. The shade right in the batter's box and coming right to the toes of Kopp. The pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball in at the knees, and Muncy and the rest of these Lugnuts swinging and missing at that fastball from Kopp. He gets through three, just one run given up on two hits. Now has six strikeouts. Bottom three coming up next from Dow Diamond, 1-0 Nuts.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxta.
Lansing in front 1-0 on opening night of the 2023 season. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Chris Alleen, Jake Vogel, and Taylor Young, 8-9-1, due up against the starter for the Nuts, Yoelvis Del Rosario. The righty kicks and throws. Here's a high hopper towards second. Couple of bounces. Angeles charges. Quick flip to first on a lob. And there's one retired as Alleen is down on one pitch. Pretty good efficiency so far from Yoelvis Del Rosario. That was just his 30th pitch. And he's collected seven outs so far. The 5'11", 170-pound 21-year-old. Black Sox pulled up to the knees as he faces the nine-hitter, Jake Vogel. Pitch one. Bites the knees on the inside corner. Strike one. He was signed Del Rosario by Pittsburgh back in late January of 2018, the pitch, low and outside, one ball, one strike. And then again came over in the Rule 5 draft to the A's in December. The pitch home, popped up behind home plate. Susak removes his mask, throws it to his right underneath the baseball, makes the catch, and there's two outs. Well, we got to see Daniel Susak both offensively and defensively showcase some skills in that showdown on Tuesday against Michigan State. He threw out a couple of runners at second base and then also hit the ball really hard in all four at-bats, had a couple of base hits. Two up, two down. Here's Taylor Young. First pitch, and the leadoff man takes strike one. 1-0 Nuts in the bottom of the third here at Dow Diamond. Lights have come on here at the park as the sun's still shining bright. Pitch two. That's up high. One ball, one strike. You asked in our preseason podcast, Big Lug's Day Off. Check it out. What can we expect from Daniel Susak? The pitch. Low and outside. 2-1. I mean, he's the first overall pick by the A's last year. A college guy. I think it's fair to expect he's going to come ready to play at both sides. The pitch, swing and a miss. 2-2. That's offensively, that's defensively, and big expectations for him here in Lansing.
There was such a feeling of surprise that he was around when the A's picked 19th overall last year. He was expected to go earlier than that.
Lugnuts happy to have him. The A's, of course, happy to grab him. The pitch, up high outside. Three balls, two strikes. So they got Soderstrom, they got Susak, two guys very familiar with one another. Here's the 3-2. Outside corner called, strike three. There's been a couple of 3-2 counts. That one goes the way of Del Rosario. Strikeout number three. We're through three. Lansing one, Great Lakes none at Dow Diamond.
Yeah.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
All right, we're back for the top of the fourth inning, and a pitch clock violation on Robbie Pito, who is coming to the game. So a 1-0 count for the big Daniel Susak. First pitch, swings and misses, and it's strike one. So we've seen that a couple of times, and both have gone against the Loons, once against one of their hitters, now against Pito on the hill as he replaces Ronan Kopp. The pitch, that jumps off the glove of Dalton Rushing. He's missed a couple of these pitches, still getting accustomed to these Loons and Dodger pitchers. Two balls and a strike on Susak, who struck out swinging, chased one out of the zone in his first at-bat. The 2-1 popped up into that bright blue sky heading towards the seats, and that goes into the crowd off of the top of the suites and then bounces back down as the Loons fans are out in full force for the opening game of 2023. Pito comes set from the stretch with the bases clear. The righty throws on the ground towards short. Couple of shuffles to his left. Freeland has it. Wings to first in time. And Susak has started 0-for-2 in his Lugnuts career.
On that note, about a catcher having difficulties at the start of the year working with the pitchers, I remember Adam talking to Drew Millis back in 2021, and he said, I'm just not familiar enough with the shape of the pitches yet. That late movement, that's what knocks it out of the mitt. That's what allows me not to catch it flush. So that's what all of this early season work is about.
Junior Perez steps in, takes the first pitch in, down low, ball one. And that's what it takes sometimes, is just getting accustomed to the pitchers, go through a couple of games, a couple of side sessions, and then the familiarity starts to be there. The pitch, swing and a miss, one ball, one strike. Ronan Kopp, pretty good outing, 3 innings, gave up 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned, with 6 strikeouts and just 1 walk in 51 pitches, 30 for strikes against the Nuts, who struck first in the first. The pitch, slider, swing, and a miss, and it's 1-2. Pito, 6'4", 225, the righty out of New Brunswick, New Jersey. A non-drafted free agent in 2020 out of Stetson. You got that one for me?
The Hatters.
There we go. I'm going to trust your judgment on that one, because I didn't know that one either.
Wait, you asked me a question you didn't know the answer?
1-2. It's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes. I asked it confidently, like I knew what it was, though, right?
Yeah, I think that they're the Stetson Hatters.
We're going to get that Google. Get the Google machine working. I think you're right, though. That does sound correct.
As opposed to the Stetson Bennetts.
The 2-2. Here's a chopped ball towards third. Off a couple of hops, Gauthier fields, throws to first, The lean down from Garcia, he's got it. And there's two away. Well, the Stetson Bennetts are two-time Natty champs. Pretty good. The Lugnuts in front, 1-0 here. Two outs, though, in the top of the fourth, and Aribio Angeles coming to the plate. Robbie Pito was on the opening day roster a year ago. The returner with the Loons. Throws home. Up high, 1-1, no strikes. Last year for the Loons, through 22 games, opponents batted 2.02 against him. ERA was just up over 4. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one against Angeles. 54 strikeouts, 50 walks. So again, similar to Cobb, Pito struggled with the command. Angeles looking for his first hit of the season. The pitch, that's low and outside, 2-1. You just want Angeles to get on base because we love the chatter from that man with all of the opposing players.
Center of attention.
That's right. The pitch, down low, 3-1. We're here in the state of Michigan, a Detroit Tigers fan. You think Miguel Cabrera is the guy that is always playing tricks and jokes and always communicating with guys that get on base. Aribio Angeles, very similar. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. And it's a full count to Angeles, who has bright pink Adidas spikes on. Winds that bat in front of him, also has a bright pink sweatband on that left forearm.
And bleached blonde hair.
The pitch, swing and a miss as he is unable to get to that. Yes, he's got all of the brightness as he removes the batting helmet, and we see that bleached blonde hair, unfortunately. And bleached blonde hair unable to get on base. First strikeout for Pito. Lugnuts go down 1-2-3 in the fourth. Bottom four coming up next. Trivia for the first time coming up next. 1-0 Nuts.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
One to nothing, Lugnuts leading bottom four. A couple of pitches already in as they speed along here. Austin Gauthier behind, no balls, two strikes to Yoelvis Del Rosario. He's given up a base hit and a walk, but has three strikeouts. Next pitch slides away. 1-1, two strikes as it gets behind Daniel Susak. But so far, the right-hander coming over from the Rule 5 draft in December has looked really good for the Oakland Athletics High A affiliate. Here, Lansing Lugnuts. 1-2 pitch. That's a little bit wide. Good pitch, though. 2-2. Four-seam and two-seam fastball for Del Rosario, then a slider and a change. Four-piece mix. Turns and throws. This is wide again with the fastball. And after getting ahead, no balls, two strikes. We're full against Gauthier, who had that lone base hit. Has those bright red socks pulled up to his knees. Waits from the right side. The payoff. Popped up right side of the diamond. Shallow right field. Coming in is Perez towards the line. And he makes the catch with two hands as his momentum carries him towards foul territory. One away. So now it's Alex Freeland, the 27th rated prospect according to MLB Pipeline in this Dodgers org. He grounded out to first in his opening at bat. 1-0 Nuts. We're in the bottom of the fourth, and you know, we like to do trivia on a nightly basis. The pitch. That's outside, 1-0. I know it's been a while. You gotta go back to September since the last time we did trivia, but we're gonna continue it here in 2023. Next offering is down low. Two balls, no strikes.
You got to go back to September, the last time we called the Lugnuts regular season game.
Yeah, technically we did trivia Tuesday. Jesse did trivia Tuesday. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Jesse, I asked him if he wanted to do trivia Tuesday, and he said yes and asked the question. It was outstanding. The pitch. Down low, 3-1. Some of us are just so eager to get trivia back, and Jesse certainly in that category.
Hang on now.
Jumped at the opportunity. The 3-1. That's up high, ball four. Second time that Del Rosario has issued a walk. What do you got?
Let's say you're at a restaurant, and the server comes over and says, "Are you ready to order?" You say, "Yes, I would like..." You just immediately launch into it. You don't say yes and then wait.
No, this is actually truth. Anytime that happens, I go yes, and I look to whoever I'm sitting with and go, "You go first." Always, I deflect. Damon Keith steps to the plate, open stance from the right side. The pitch home. Fastball zooms in, strike one. 1-0 Nuts in the bottom of the fourth. Runner on, one out.
No deflection here. Trivia question is yours.
All right, beautiful. I'm excited. Jesse's going to get this one. I like to try and stump him, but I'm going with an easy one for everyone tonight to ease you back in. The pitch. Check swing. Did get a piece of it at foul tips. No balls, two strikes. We told you that this is the fifth time the Loons and the Lugnuts have opened against one another. Loons becoming a minor league club back in 2007. The Lugnuts back in 96. The pitch. Ooh, right there. One ball, two strikes. Just missed. So, the question, which, if you were listening earlier, we may have said it already. What was the first year that these two teams opened the season against one another? That's the trivia question tonight. Just need the year. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Good-looking slider that runs away from Keith. Strikeout number three for Del Rosario. Two outs. So if you know the answer to the trivia question tonight, or you'd like to take a guess, you can write to us on Twitter, at Jay Goldstress, at Adam Jaxa. You can send us your answer, or you can email in as well. Dalton Rushing steps to the plate from the left side. The pitch, a little bit down low, one ball, no strikes. That email, jaygoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. That thing fills up throughout the year.
You can give your own email, too.
The press box page, right? The 1-0. That's on the outside corner. Two balls, no strikes. We talked about this. The broadcaster page from the press box page on Lansing Lugnuts has both our email handles and our Twitter handles. So, hyperlinks to both. The 2-0. There's a swing and a foul tip into the glove. Two balls and a strike. I don't need to give mine. Yours is the Lansing Lugnuts official email. That's what people know. We'll keep it consistent. So, the first year that the Loons and Lugnuts opened the season against one another, what year was it? 2-1 pitch. A little bit up high. Three balls and a strike.
Email Adam if you've got opinions about Michigan hockey.
Ugh. That was a tough one last night. That was a tough one, Jesse. 1-7 they are in that opening game of the Frozen Four since they won the national championship in 98. 3-1 pitch. Popped up left side of the diamond over towards third. Winkler coming in even with the bag, and he makes the catch. And that is going to do it. So nice work. Del Rosario works around the walk to Freeland. And we are through four. And the Lugnuts are in front 1-0. Jesse Goldberg Strassler back on the play-by-play when we return to Dow Diamond.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 855-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Danny Bautista Jr. leads off the top half of the fifth inning at Dow Diamond, where the Lugnuts are leading the Loons 1-0. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler with Adam Jaxa. First pitch, a ball one outside from the right-hander Robbie Pito. Pito enters his second inning of work out of the bullpen. He replaced the starter Ronan Kopp, who was dominating in three innings. Bautista swings and misses. On the count, one ball, one strike. First time that we're seeing some action in the Lugnuts pen. And it's the southpaw Kumar Nambiar getting warmed up for the first time this year. Righty deals to righty. Slow roller up the third base side. In comes Gauthier charging. Then he lets it roll. It's hugging the line. And it just barely trickles foul just in front of third base. One ball and two strikes on Bautista. Bautista, Armenteros, and Butler here. 7-8-9 in the order for Lansing. In the first inning, Caden Trenkel a single. Erased from the base paths by a Jack Winkler fielder's choice. And then Max Muncy doubled in Winkler. That's where we've stood ever since. 1-0 Lugnuts. The starter Ronan Kopp went on from there. Now the Lugnuts hitless over the course of his three innings in total for the rest of the time. And he struck out six batters. And then Robbie Pito a perfect fourth. Tom called it home plate. Getting the bat boy to clear the way with a baseball. Bautista 0-for-1, a line out to left. The 1-2 pitch from Pito. Fouled up and away to the right side and out of play. And our first nice play by a fan for a souvenir today. We're going to get all the firsts out of the way on opening day. Pito's pitch, swing and a foul tip. Actually, maybe he missed it. Maybe the catcher short-hopped it rushing, because rushing in one motion winged down the first base, whether to fling it around the horn or whether to complete the strikeout. Bautista Jr. is done regardless. And it's Pito's second strikeout.
Yeah, it's now 8 strikeouts for the Lugnuts through 4 1/3.
Pito nattered, Lázaro Armenteros. Fastball's up. One ball, no strikes. Armenteros worked a walk his first time. Only walk given out by a Loons pitcher so far. 1-0 Lansing the lead, one out, nobody on in the fifth. Here's the pitch. It's outside. I was wondering, Adam, if that temperature would drop with the sun setting. Right now the shadows have taken over the infield, although still the three outfielders are doing their best to stay in the sunlight. The pitch, Mateos takes a called strike down the middle, and it's now 2-1. It's easy for the center fielder Vogel, right? He's right in the middle of things, and so the sun is still shining right down upon him. But for the left fielder Aline and the right fielder Keith, they've got to do their best. Pito throws. Mateos takes the breaking ball for a called strike. See, the shadows are coming in on the corner outfielders from the sides. For the left fielder Aline, he's looking at that shadow coming in from the right, creeping in. The right fielder Keith is right on the edge of the shadow. A 2-2. High fly ball. Center fielder Vogel shields his eyes, trots forward. He's under it, and he's got a one-hand catch. He was the one who had to battle the sun. High blue sky still. Two outs in the fifth inning.
You a Star Wars guy?
I like a good Star Wars.
The trash compactor scene.
Oh, I've got a bad
feeling
about
closing,
this.
Closing. That's kind of what the shade is doing in the outfield right now.
That's such a good point. Whatever happened to that creature in the trash compactor, right? The creature suddenly attacked, and then it cleared out of there because it knew that things were about to get a little tight. Strike one called on the outside corner to Johnny Butler. They got hit with the old 1-2 of monster and then death trap.
Yeah. Well.
Meanwhile, the smell.
It worked out, though. It always does.
Johnny Butler batting ninth. Hitting left. Pito's pitch. Fastball under the hands. 1-1. Butler, one of those strikeouts. He whiffed against the starter Kopp back in the second inning. 2 outs, nobody on. 1-0 Lansing. The pitch. Off speed down low. Count is in Butler's favor. 2-1. Caden Trenkel struck out once. Muncy once. Susak once. Perez once. Batista Jr. once. Butler once. And A. Rebiolanales twice. Here it comes. Fouled off into the top of the netting. Adam was ready.
I was not.
If you go back when Lansing opened up the season in Great Lakes in 2016, exactly where I'm sitting right now, the broadcaster computer in front of me was destroyed by a foul ball. 2-2. Line drive hooked and caught by the snag of the first baseman Garcia down to his left in fair territory and then tumbled across the line. Side retired. All computers remain intact. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning, halfway to the house from Dow Diamond. It's the Lugnuts 1, Balloons nothing.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Elvis Del Rosario is out to the mound to begin a fifth inning. Lugnuts 1, Loons nothing. His first pitch called a strike to Yainer Fernandez, leading off the last of the fifth. The number 6 hitter in the Loons order in the DH today. Righty to righty, 0-1. Swing and a miss at the off speed. Fernandez, Garcia, Aline, 6-7-8. Against a pitcher who has flummoxed this Great Lakes opening day starting 9. The windup, the 0-2. Fastball rides outside, 93 miles an hour. There are 3 hits in this game. 2 for Lansing, 1 for Great Lakes. There are 0 hits in this game after the first inning. The pitch, just outside. 2-2. Fernandez struck out his first time. 1 of 4 strikeouts for Del Rosario in 4 innings. The 2-2. It's a dribbler up the right side with the pitcher Del Rosario off the mound, underhanding it over to first baseman Batista. 1 gone. Kumar Nambiar continues to warm up in the Lugnuts pen. For Del Rosario, now 64 pitches utilized. A strikeout in the first, a strikeout in the second, a strikeout in the third, a strikeout in the fourth, 1 out into the fifth. Those to Junior Garcia. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 93. And that swing had some ill intent. A single for Goth here in the first inning. Walks in the second and the fourth for the Loons runners. The 0-1 sails to the backstop outside. You know Del Rosario would love to complete 5 innings on opening day's first start, not only with a new team, but a new org. He throws. That, too, goes to the backstop, down and away, and away from Susak.
Yeah, he's missed a couple of times to the glove side where it's gotten away from Susak, not just in this half inning, but throughout this game. Other than that, his command has been pretty good.
Let's it fly. Fouled away to the right. 2-2 on Garcia. 1-0 Lugnuts. First inning RBI double for Max Muncy. And it felt like, Adam, we were going to have some early fireworks. This pitch misses away, and the count is now full. For the Lugnuts, a leadoff single for Trenkel. The fielder's choice by Winkler, doubled in by Muncy. And that's been it. That's the only run for either team. Yoelvis Del Rosario. The right-hander from Santiago, Dominican Republic, deals to Junior Garcia. First hold on time granted to the batter Garcia, who grounded into a double play his first time up, erasing Dalton Rushing, who had walked. That was in the second inning. Here in the fifth, the pitch. He swings and flies it to center. Trenkel battles the sun, backs up. He's there. Out of two-hand squeeze. Out number 2. I'm watching that third baseside dugout. And here comes the manager, Craig Conklin. 70 pitches for Yoelvis Del Rosario.
You can see his reaction. He knows it. He knows, but he's bummed that he's got to come out here.
I mentioned new org, first start in the Oakland Athletic system. He was the number 1 overall pick in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft. And I think that if you're Gil Patterson, if you're the Oakland Athletics, you look at this and you say, that's a great start, number 1 in the system.
So far, good scouting. Take him number 1. You can see why. Very well done for Del Rosario. And unfortunately, he couldn't come out and get the all 5 because of the pitch count at 70. But, you know, he's turning it over to a guy that was pretty darn good last year for the Lugnuts.
Yoelvis has left the mound.
Oh, how long were you waiting
to? You want to drop a thank you very much?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Chris Aline is going to be the batter against the new man. My thinking is that has been said before. It will be said again for Yoelvis Del Rosario. When I was first introduced to him, I asked him how to pronounce his name. And the teammate who told me said, you know, you might call him Yoelvis. We all just call him Elvis.
Love that.
Rockstar, 21 years old. He is going to turn 22 coming up in 9 days. Well, let's talk about the new Southpaw, shall we? Kumar Nambiar, the product of Yale, for appearance number one in 2023.
Well, last year, Jesse, 43 games for this man. And again, the ERA was a little risen at the end of it, 5.55 through 60 innings. But for most of the season, outside of the ending parts where he struggled a little bit, he was their best reliever out of the pen. And the option that they wanted to go to in a tight game, did give up 5 home runs, 49 hits, but 62 strikeouts, 32 walks, and the whip was just over 1. Opponents batted .228 against the lefty, Kumar Nambiar, and it looks like he's got some brand new spikes. Bright white there on the hill.
Kumar Nambiar against Chris Alleyne. Dream situation for a reliever. 2 outs, nobody on. First pitch, the right-handed batter takes a called strike. Spots up with the off-speed. Last of the fifth inning, Great Lakes is hitting. And this is the number 8 batter in their order. And they're down to the Lugnuts 1-0. The pitch to Alleyne. He gets it high into the air at a shallow right field. Junior Perez rushes in. He's under. He's got the catch. And Kumar Nambiar has the final out of the bottom of the fifth inning. So let's go to the sixth, shall we? Adam's going to keep on looking at Kumar's spikes. It is the Lugnuts 1, the Loons nothing, through 5 complete from Midland.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on a lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Let's open up the top of the sixth inning. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. And as we open up the sixth, Caden Schrenkel gets hit by a pitch just like that from Robbie Pito, who up until this point through his first two innings had been perfect. No base runners allowed. Spotless ball. But he plunks Schrenkel, and the Lugnuts leadoff man is on. Jack Winkler next up, then Max Muncy, followed by Daniel Susak, top of the order, looking to increase a 1-0 lead. Righty, righty. The pitch to Winkler. Up high, ball 1. So far against Pito, 2 strikeouts, 2 groundouts, 1 flyout, 1 lineout, and 1 HBP. Schrenkel is a threat to run. Wide lead at first base. Ball 1 offering. Swing and a miss at the fastball. Strike 1 for Winkler.
Well, it seems like a great time to tack on some more here. You got the run in the first and all zeros since then. You got into the bullpen for both squads.
Know what you also have is a wide open right side of the infield if Winkler just pushes it that way. He takes up high. 2 balls and a strike. Off speed never came down.
Well, we know. I mean, Jack was the guy on Tuesday. It's all we have to go off so far this year, but he was dominant against Michigan State in the crosstown showdown.
spin and a throw over to first base, not caught cleanly by Garcia, who's had his troubles. Schenkel, no troubles, and diving back in head first. I'd like to send out a happy birthday wish. Veronica Alvarez, last year, remember, interim manager for the Lugnuts when Phil Pohl was away. Now she's coordinating in the Dominican Republic for the A's. Winkler takes ball three high. So feliz cumpleaños, Veronica Alvarez, the Team USA national baseball team, the women's national baseball team manager. And now, what a great promotion this year to run the Dominican Republic operations. Winkler swings and misses again, and the count is full. Fastball by him.
First ever women's manager in Lansing Lugnuts history. Boy, that was a really special day, wasn't it?
Remember who she managed against? These Great Lakes Loons. And she beat them, too. Schenkel at first, nobody out. Payoff pitch, does he run? He does. Winkler strikes out swinging. Throw down to second base, bounces off the mound, and then the second baseman's tag not in time. Young thought he had him, but Schenkel given credit for the head-first steal in a scoring position.
Well, remember last year, Jesse, it took the Lugnuts under Phil Pohl, and he mentioned that they were just a little slow out of the gates on being aggressive on the base path. So they were well beyond the rest of the teams trying to catch them in swipes, and then they started to pick it up at the end of the year. I like the aggression from manager Conklin and the squad so far with two swipes today.
Lázaro Armenteros back in the second, but they stranded him. Robbie Pito steps off the rubber, staring at Schenkel. Can the Lugnuts cash in Caden here? It's Max Muncy, who is the game's only RBI. Came back in the first inning when he doubled in Jack Winkler. Lugnuts 1, Loons nothing. Sixth inning, one out. Right-hander to right-hander. Breaking ball outside. One of my main takeaways from Veronica Alvarez is how much she talked about the importance of finding energy at the plate, in the dugout, and on the field. The pitch up and in. Check swing foul from Muncy back to the screen. She told me she looks for those players who bring the energy, and they get their teammates engaged. Max Muncy is an energy player, as is Schenkel, the runner at second. A one ball, one strike pitch with one out and one on. The deal. Swing and a miss. Lots of swings and misses for Lugnuts batters against the two pitchers. The starter Kopp through three innings, and now Pito, the reliever, into his third inning. The Lugnuts have struck out eight times. Here it comes. Muncy fouls it off. I said eight strikeouts, actually nine. Winkler's strikeout was number nine. And Muncy, the RBI double in the first, and a swinging strikeout in the third inning as the final batter to face Ronan Kopp. Both bullpens quiet. The outfielders are all now in the shadows. Lights have been turned on, and the wind is tugging on the flags up above the left field wall, pulling them out. Muncy steps into the right-hand batter's box. A silvery Lugnuts gray bat in his hand. Even stance, knees bent. The pitch. Swing and a line shot left center field. Down for a base hit. It's in the alleyway. It goes all the way to the warning track where the center fielder Vogel can't pick it up. Schenkel's around to score. Muncy rounded second. Quickly hangs tight right there, losing his helmet as the throw hits the relay man. It's a second RBI double from Maxwell Muncy. 2-0 Lugnuts.
Mighty Max, another double. You said it. He roped one down the left field side. That one hit nearly all the way up the gap, and he thought about going three, but wow. Great start to the season for Max Muncy, and the Lugnuts do tack on one more.
Now Daniel Susak looking for his first base hit of the year. A strikeout, a ground out to short so far. Right-hander to right-hander. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball across the inside corner. Called strike one. Pito started him off with that big bender. You know Susak was hoping for a first pitch heater. Muncy at second. One out. The pitch. Chopper up the third base side, but foul wide of the bag. Backhanded by Gauthier just in case, crossing the line. Nothing and two. Susak, the cleanup hitter in the order. Junior Perez waits on deck. What a talented middle of the order it is. Muncy at second. Pito's 0-2. Fouled up and off to the right side over the rooftop. Went elevated, seeing if he could get Susak to chase. And Susak did, but he spoiled it. It's one of the scouting reports on Daniel Susak is he'll expand the zone, but he can expand the zone and still collect his base hits. Again, the 0-2. Pops him up on the right side. Second baseman Young out onto the outfield grass. Under and with the catch. Susak is at number two. Muncy planted at second base. It's up to Junior Perez then. I did check in, Adam, earlier today with Junior. The question asked, is it Junior? Is it Junior? Righty to righty. First pitch. Breaking ball called a strike inside corner at the letters. On the Great Lakes side, their first baseman, Junior Garcia. And Junior is spelled with a Y as the first letter. Junior Perez, first letter of his first name, J. A one. Pops it up on the right side again. This time on the infield grass, first baseman Junior Garcia retires Junior Perez. And the Lugnuts leave Muncy at second base. But Max Muncy's second RBI double of the game has doubled up the Lugnuts' lead. Through 5.5, it is Lansing 2, Great Lakes nothing.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Nine, one, and two due up for the Great Lakes Lynx for the bottom of the sixth, down 2-0. That means Jake Vogel, first man. The first pitch fouled off, as delivered by the southpaw Kumar Nambiar. Nambiar came out of the bullpen to relieve the starter Yoelvis Del Rosario. Nambiar retired Chris Aline on the fly out to right field for the final out of the fifth inning. Del Rosario, the first 4 2/3. And so far, nothing for the Loons. No runs on one hit. 2 walks. The pitch. Curveball. Maybe a little too high. 69 miles an hour on the big looping curve. Vogel's 0-for-1 with a foul out to the catcher. Right-handed hitting center fielder. The pitch. He flies it on the right side. As a matter of fact, won't leave the infield dirt. First baseman Batista Jr. makes the catch. Just a little pop out. Weak contact for out number one. So the Lugnuts are up 2-0. Max Muncy, RBI doubles in the first inning and in the top of this sixth inning. And this ball game is in the hands of the Lugnuts pitchers. Kumar Nambiar, so trusted last year, the team leading appearances, and then what a busy offseason for him. The pitch is bunted at, and right fair, right back to Nambiar. He's off the mound to pick it up, spin around, and fire over to first base. Taylor Young is at number two. Young tested Nambiar, and Nambiar was ready. Active in the offseason, active off the mound here to field his position.
Well, this is how you beat these loons. You pitch it well, you play good defense, and so far, that's what Lansing's doing.
Austin Gauthier, the next man up, a right-handed hitter. Starting third baseman, batting second. 2-0 Lugnuts. The offering. Down and in, ball one. Nambiar took a vacation to Columbia, I believe, this offseason with his friends. And oh, by the way, he was also involved in the negotiations for the historic collective bargaining agreement, players and Major League Baseball. Swing and a miss by Gauthier. One ball and one strike. When I asked Kumar about that, his word, historic. And he was just interviewed with Mac Lardner by WILX yesterday. 1-1. Curveball low. Two balls and a strike. Adam, I have that whole CBA if you would like me to share it with you. It's very long. There's a lot in there. Because there was so much to discuss. The 2-1. Strike two called in the outside corner.
Can you give us the Spark Notes version?
I mean, the big thing is, have you seen how much the player salaries have been raised?
Yes.
More than doubled. Two outs, nobody on. 2-2. Fouled away to the right side. Keep it right here for Gauthier, who is 1-for-2 with a single back in the first inning. That is the Loons' only hit of the game. Great Lakes is down 2-0 with two outs in the sixth. You can also think about all the name, image, and likeness. Think about for college athletes. That's now going to extend for minor league baseball players. The pitch fouled away again off to the right.
As it should. And when you talked to Kumar, because you did a great interview with him about this summer and how he was involved, that was the main thing that he mentioned, was the salary change that everybody is obviously so happy about.
Transportation, health. Gauthier takes a called strike, 3 on the inside corner. A fastball caught the edge. Gauthier lost the zone. And Kumar has his first strikeout of 2023. So great work in the offseason. Great work here in the bottom of the sixth. Adam, are you ready? You've got the top of the seventh inning.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, let's go to the seventh. It's the Lugnuts leading the Loons 2-0.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Meet Keith. Loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
It's 2-0, Lugnuts over the Loons. First pitch of the seventh, right back on the ground, through the middle, it's a base hit for Angeles. His first of 2023. There's that coveted attacking swing early in counts, and Eoribe Angeles starts off the seventh well for the Lugnuts. He had struck out a couple of times in the second and the fourth, but Angeles, the fourth base hit for the Nuts. Well, the Loons have just one. First pitch popped up left side of the infield from Danny Bautista, foul territory. Gauthier over there, under it, and makes the catch just over his left shoulder. So two pitches, a base hit, and an out to open this seventh.
Yeah, ambush offense. I would not be surprised if we saw Angeles try to take off and steal second base.
Yeah, I think that's a good guess, with the Lugnuts having swiped a couple of bags, this being a low-scoring game, only five total hits, two total runs, no errors. And Lázaro Armenteros at the plate. He's got a big bat. The pitch takes it outside. Ball one. Armenteros walked and swiped a bag in the second. That was the first stolen base of the season for the Nuts. Then flied out to center in his second at bat. Small lead for Angeles. Pitch popped up shallow center field. Vogel coming into his right and makes the catch. That's another fly out to center. Two outs. And now it might be even more apparent with two outs for Angeles to get going. Johnny Butler, he's a capable big swinger. But again, just four hits in this game for the Nuts, yet they're up 2-0, a run in the first and one in the last half inning in the sixth. Angeles, a small lead at first. Garcia right by the bag. The pitch. Outside corner, strike one from the right-hander, Robbie Pito.
Hunter Bro warming up in the pen. Bro.
A classic. Classic name. The pitch. Down low. And fouled first base side. Not to be confused with bra or bruh. It's bro.
Very important.
Brother. So far, the Lugnuts pitching has been excellent. One hit through six innings to these Loons. The pitch home. There goes Angeles. It's a bouncing ball towards second. Young comes up with it. Slings to first, and that's going to do it. So Angeles was going, but the ball was in play. And the Lugnuts strand the first pitch base hit from Eoribe Angeles. We'll stretch it out for the first time in 2023. Lugs 2, Loons none from Dow Diamond.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the bottom of the seventh we go, and it is indeed Hunter Proe making his Lugnuts debut. First pitch, corked back foul from Alex Freeland as he works through the heart of the order, 3, 4, and 5. 2-0 Nuts over the Loons. Hunter Proe making his first appearance in 2023 and first time with the Nuts. The pitch. That shot the other way. It's a base hit down in front of Butler. Takes it off one hop and gets it in. Just the second base hit today for the Loons. And the first time they have had a leadoff base hit in a half inning. Proe coming from Stockton last year where he pitched in 44 games. He was a closer. 10 saves. ERA though was up over 18 through 24 innings pitched. 34 hits allowed, couple home runs, 29 strikeouts, 46 walks. The pitch. Up high, a little bit inside, ball one to Damon Keith. 2-0 Nuts, we're in the bottom of the seventh. Out of the University of Oregon, Hunter Proe. That's fouled, first base side. One ball, one strike. Proe wearing number 15, the righty 6'3", 225-pounder, 23 years old, and he was selected in the 20th round back in 2021 from the Ducks. Pitched in Stockton last year and also ended the season with Las Vegas. Pitch, a little bit low on the fastball, and it's 2-1. Last name pronounced Proe, it's spelled B-R-E-A-U-L-T. Exactly what you thought, right? 2-1 pitch. And on the hands, fouled back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Excellent work from Kumar Nambiar out of the pen. Came in to get an inning and a third of work completed. And he did so successfully. No hits, no runs, no walks, 1 strikeout, 13 pitches, 10 for strikes for Kumar. The pitch. Up high inside, and it's full on Damon Keith, who's 0 for 2 today with a couple of strikeouts swinging. Keith from the right side, 6'3", 225-pound, 22-year-old from Oceanside, California. The pitch, hard hit past the diving third baseman Winkler into left field. Cut off by Butler and swings it in towards third. Back-to-back hits, roped out to left. And this, by far, the best threat of the day for the Loons.
2 sizzlers. Jack Winkler laid out, but that ball was by him. That's the hardest hit contact we've seen all day from Great Lakes.
And again, they had one hit coming into this half inning. They now have back-to-back hits. Nobody out, and here comes the top prospect in their order tonight, Dalton Rushing. The catcher, a walk and a strikeout. His pitch is driven out to right, but towards the berm, over where all the kids are headed towards the baseball, just in front of Louis Lookout. Really, this crowd has been taken out of the game through 6 innings. It's an opening night crowd, very good crowd here at Dow Diamond, and that's thanks to the pitching and defense of the Lugnuts, but they have woken up with 2 hits. Gross pitch. Swing and a miss. Went with the changeup and completely fooled Rushing. That is excellent. We'll see if we get another one of those or if he elects to go back to the fastball. Tucks the mitt in under his chin. Right arm laying limp. Now comes set belt high. 0-2. Popped up. Shallow center field. Trinkle timing it up. Now takes a step to his left. Grabs it. And both runners will try and advance. Muncy flips to second, but it's late. And both runners are up 90 feet. Max wasn't aware that the runner from first, Damon Keith, was going to second. If he throws that on the catch and the turnaround right to Angeles, they probably get a double play there. Instead, both runners are now at second and third.
That's all about communication. Somebody has to let Muncy know there's a play at second base. They've got Aribio Angeles right there. But it's just that half a second hesitation. That's all it took for the Loons.
Now Fernandez takes the pitch. Low and outside, ball one. So a base hit here could tie the score and erase all the work that the Lugnuts have put together through six and a half.
That's such daring base running.
I just didn't expect both to go. The pitch, that's a little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes. You saw Freeland getting ready to go to third, and it's over where Trinkle made the catch, was in right center. A little bit there, so it's a longer throw, but the run from Damon Keith as well. The pitch, that's in there off speed. 2-1 to Fernandez, who's 0-2 tonight.
Let's say you only have that runner from second base, Freeland. Let's say he tags, advances to third, and then Keith stays put at first base. Well, then you don't have the go-ahead run in scoring position. You've got a chance for a double play.
2-1. Sliced foul. Yeah, I mean, you gotta give the Loons credit. They go aggression there, and it pays off. And you're right, Jesse, a little miscommunication. If that's different there, there could be two outs. But see if Hunter Breaux can work out of this jam. The first one tonight for the Lugnuts. 2-2. Line drive sliced out to right. To the line as Perez makes the catch knee high on the run and throws it home on one hop. It gets behind Susek. The run scores. Good backup by Breaux. Advancing to third is Keith. And Great Lakes is on the board. 2-1 in the seventh.
That could have been interesting if the throw from Perez is to the third base side of home plate. As it was, though, it tailed first base side, no chance.
It was a pretty good throw.
That's what I'm saying.
From Perez, like you mentioned, but yeah, a little bit offline. Don Schultze will now pace out to the mound for the first time here in the 2023 season. As the Lugnuts, after giving up the first run on a couple of hits, now want to preserve the lead here with the tying run 90 feet away. This is obviously an important batter. As Lansing, seven outs away from taking home a victory, but a lot of work to be done with Junior Garcia coming to the plate.
I think, too, of the difference between having, let's say, a Kumar Nambiar familiar with the Midwest League, familiar with facing the Great Lakes Loons, and the debuting Hunter Breaux, and how the Loons welcomed him in. You have another veteran experienced in the league warming up in the pen in Brock Whittlesey.
We saw Whittlesey. He was dominant on Tuesday against Michigan State. He's looking for a bounce back season. But right now it'll be Hunter Breaux trying to go after Junior Garcia, who's 0-2 tonight. The pitch. Off speed outside, ball one. Garcia's put both in play, double play on the ground in the second, and then flying to center in the fifth. 1-0. Poured in a little bit low, 2-0.
The interesting thing to me is the book I got on Hunter Breaux, Adam, was hard thrower, attacks with gas. That's not what we've seen.
Third pitch, outside, right on cue. Yeah, he's going a lot of off-speed stuff, staying away from the fastball. And the Loons have timed him up well so far in this half inning. The pitch, taking all the way. That's the fastball, inner third, strike one. Garcia was just standing there. He wasn't going to swing at that one. Now 3-1.
Wonder where his confidence is.
The pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back fastballs. There's your answer. Confidence looks good. 92 right down the chute.
I really do think as this season wears on, we will be able to tell exactly how good Hunter Breaux is feeling with that fastball popping to set up the other stuff.
It's a big moment in this game. A 3-2 pitch, tying run 90 feet away. Here it is. Fouled off, just kept alive by Garcia on a last-second swing.
Those last two fastballs were 92. This one here was 96.
All right. I raise you 96. What do you got here?
I say you go back to the secondary stuff now.
Change up. 3-2. Fastball again. Well, he got a great swing and a miss on rushing with that changeup. He's poured in fastball four straight times to get back in this count. The 3-2. It's on the ground, left side, backhand by Muncy. Jumping throw to first, won't get there in time. We're tied at 2 in the 7th. Looked like he went off speed there, and Garcia was just able to get to it and put it right in between Winkler and Muncy. Everything over to the left side. and both those guys unable to handle a couple of hot shots. That one a little weaker.
That's bad luck. He did go slider, and it's a weak grounder, but it's a weak grounder pulled deep in the hole, the 5.5 hole. It's simply well placed for the Loons.
First pitch, kicked back off the netting by Chris Aline. So we are tied 2-2. Great Lakes had one hit coming into this half inning. They've got three against Hunter Breaux. Shows you how good Yoelvis Del Rosario and Kumar Nambier were through the first six innings. Only had given up those, the one hit, the pitch. Slice back, foul, no balls, two strikes. Lansing got one in the first, one in the sixth. Great Lakes gets two here in the seventh and has livened up this home crowd at Dow Diamond. Still a beautiful night with the light blue sky above as we push towards 8 o'clock. The pitch, outside, 1-2.
Go back to that double tag up on the fly ball to medium depth center field. That set up this rally for Great Lakes.
Yeah, missed opportunity. Instead of that being a second out and no runs in, there's two in. The pitch, on the ground, back through for a base hit. Coming in from center is Trinkel. Off to second and around goes Garcia to third. They're at the corners with two outs. And a nightmare half inning continues for the Lugnuts. Four hits for Great Lakes.
Even so, that's a ground ball again. That's a ground ball that simply finds another hole. The problem is the Loons are playing with their foot in the accelerator, and that's, again, aggressive base running by Garcia.
And that's going to be it for Bro, as Craig Conklin, wearing number 9 as the first-year manager, trying to pick up that first victory. It was looking good through 6. 2-0, Lugs were in front, but the Loons get 4 hits and 2 runs to tie the score, and they're looking potentially to take their first lead. Brock Whittlesey, the long-bearded Whittlesey, coming in to try and get this final out against the 9-hitter, Jake Vogel. We'll take a quick break and come back. Introduce you to Brock Whittlesey and see if the Lugs can get out of this jam. Tied at 2, brand new ball game in the opener here in Midlands.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Well, it is never easy here in Dow Diamond against these Great Lakes Loons. We mentioned it, 24 meetings last year, and the Loons won 14. And here, Lansing's up 2 runs heading to the 7th, and the Loons had just 1 base hit coming into this half inning. But, Jesse, they've turned it around. They got 4 hits against Hunter Breaux, knock him out of the game, get 2 runs back. And with 2 outs and the tying run at third base, or I'm sorry, the leading run at third base, a familiar face coming in to try and get the final out.
Brock Whittlesey changed his arm angle during instructional league ball. We saw him pitch against the Michigan State Spartans. He got 2 ground balls and a strikeout. He's going from that sidearm side, that lower arm angle. And as a right-hander, to lower your arm angle, you expect, you hope, that that would mean that he'd be very difficult on a right-handed batter like Jake Vogel.
Vogel 0-for-2 tonight. Runners at the corners. Whittlesey's first pitch. There is that lower arm angle Jesse was talking about, but it misses low, touch inside, 1 ball, no strikes. Vogel with the black hood coming out of the top of his all-white Great Lakes Loons uniform. Opening night 2023. Whittlesey from the stretch, the 1-0. There's his first strike as it slings in there. 1-1, and with Garcia had the base hit that went to the left side of the infield, and Muncie basically got caught in the hole over there, couldn't make the play. Pitch lifted out to left field toward the line. Butler coming over, under it, has it, and makes the catch. and the damage is done for the Great Lakes Loons. Excellent work by Brock Whittlesey to come in and get the final out. The Loons get four hits, though, score two. Brand new game as we head to the eighth, tied at two. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way when we return.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a 2-2 game. Top of the eighth inning from Dow Diamond. Caden Trinkle on the top of the order, looking to break this tie. Lefty throws to lefty. Trinkle takes a ball down low and away. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. First pitch of the inning also missed. Two balls, no strikes. Trinkle against the new southpaw, Christian Suarez. Trinkle to be followed by Winkler and Muncy. Here's the pitch. Shows bunt, swings it back. Ball three inside. Caden is 1-for-2 with a single, a hit by a pitch, a steal, and a run scored in his Lugnuts debut. Picture-perfect work from the leadoff man. Suarez throws. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner, with Trinkle taking all the way on 3-0. Suarez has his sign. Out of the stretch, the pitch. Strike two called. Fastball at 92.
Well, wouldn't it jumpstart the Lugnuts if you give up two in the lead and you can come right back and retake the lead, give some momentum in the later innings?
How does Trinkle set the tone? Payoff, swinging a pop-up foul, left side, and out of play. Catcher rushing does rush over, but no chance.
The Loons pitching a lot of credit tonight, Jesse. They've only given up one walk, and there's been a couple of times where they've been down three balls, no strikes, and have come back on these Lugnut hitters.
And the 22-year-old Christian Suarez nods yes to a sign. Target away from rushing. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Well, as you said, Caden Trinkle was out in front, three balls and no strikes against Suarez. Suarez's first batter faced after coming in from the pen. Christian Suarez comes right back and gets him.
And that's the other side of the coin, too. Not a ton of walks and a lot of strikeouts tonight for the Nuts. They're going to have to improve in those two categories.
Jack Winkler takes ball one inside. The only walk drawn by Lansing today. Lázaro Armenteros all the way back in the second inning. Two runs on four hits and no errors for the Nuts. Two runs, five hits, and no errors for the Loons. Right-handed batter on the pitch. Bouncer foul, rolling off to the left. Winkler is 0 for 3, reaching base on a fielder's choice back in the first inning and scoring the game's first run. Max Muncy doubled him in the first, doubled in Trenkel in the sixth. There's a ball up high and outside, 2 balls and a strike on Winkler. Loons then countered, rallying from the 2-0 deficit in the bottom of the seventh inning. A sack fly by Yanner Fernandez, an RBI infield single by Junior Garcia. 2-1, hitter's pitch. Breaking ball in through the heart of the zone. Strike two called.
Well, it's been Max Muncy producing all the runs. Someone's got to get on base unless he's planning to hit a home run in his next at-bat. So, see if Winkler can do it here.
I mean, Max might tell you that he is. First, though, 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It was under the hands. And there's your latest Loon strikeout.
11 of them tonight, Jesse.
Two away in the top of the eighth inning.
So I guess it is going to take a Max Muncy home run to get another Max Muncy run.
Last year, Max Muncy hit a first pitch home run leading off the game against the Loons. The first pitch of this at bat, 2 outs, 2-2 game. Ground ball hit on a high hop, sizzling towards short, off the glove of shortstop Freeland, and then down at his feet in shallow left center. Muncy is on. Potential tie-breaking run aboard at first base, an error charged to Freeland at shortstop. I beg your pardon, they did go base hit, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
I thought I heard someone say E6. I have no idea what voice I heard. Infield single Max Muncy means that this is a three-hit game for Max.
Voices in your head speaking to you.
Weird to have voices in my head. Being incorrect official scores. Daniel Susak takes a called strike from Suarez.
It was funny because the in-house feed went base hit, and Jesse goes, error on the shortstop.
So it said base hit, and somehow I heard E6.
That's kind of close.
Opening day, an 0-1. The lefty deals. Missed outside. What a time this would be for Susak.
Mm-hmm. I'll get that first hit, produce a two-out run, and get that lead back.
He has struck out, he has grounded out, he has popped out. He has Muncy at first, 2 outs, 2-2 the score in the eighth. The lefty sets, throws. Swing and a miss. A fastball up, and Muncy waved through. Or I should say Susak waved through. The man on deck is Junior Perez. Suarez has his sign. The pitch. High and wide and all the way to the backstop. A wild pitch sends Muncy scampering up to second.
I think he was a little rushed there, Jesse, because if you notice, the pitch clock was down to 3 and then 2 when he released. And I don't know if he lost the grip or if the brake just didn't come back down, but maybe a little rushed in a combination and kind of lugged us with a runner in scoring position.
So important here. Just a base hit by Susak. Should be enough to give the Nuts the lead. A 2-2. High and wide. Count is full. The native of Roseville, California, Daniel Susak, in his full season debut. Suarez's payoff. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball did bounce in, low and inside. Catcher rushing, lobs down to first. Garcia stomped on the base, and the side is retired. Third strikeout for Suarez, strands Muncy at second. We remain tied up 2-2. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning from Dow Diamond on opening night.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Top of the order time now for the Great Lakes Loons, looking to break the 2-2 tie. The Loons just scored a pair of runs last inning. And now in the bottom of the eighth, Young Gauthier Freeland against the Lugnuts right-hander Brock Whittlesey, who deals. And Taylor Young tried to step into a fastball down and in. Ball one. Young is 0 for 3. He has flied to right, struck out looking, and bunted out. He takes low again. Two balls and no strikes. Action in the Loons pen. And we shall likely see a pitching change for the ninth. The pitch. Fastball is high. And it's now 3-0 on Taylor Young. Lugnuts have done such a good job at containing Young. 3-0 pitch. Not here. That pitch misses outside. It's a four-pitch walk, and the potential go-ahead run is aboard.
Well, and you're working through the top of the order here. This is a game that has looked really good for the Lugnuts through six innings, but the Loons showing their peskiness and their come-from-behind ability, even in the first game. It's what they've been accustomed to doing. They play well here at home, and Brock Whittlesey's got to get out of this jam.
Austin Gauthier now, right-hander to right-hander. Popped him up in a shallow center field. Second baseman Angeles yields. Trenkel's there. Right fielder Perez there. And it's Perez in right center with the catch. Out number one.
Well, you can't do much better than that. You throw four straight balls to start the half inning. You buzz one in there, and Gauthier pops it up. And that's a big first out.
So now Alex Freeland. Ground out, a walk, a single, and a run scored for Freeland. Something got away from a fan out beyond the outfield wall and right. Junior Perez not only caught that last out, he then went over and retrieved it and cleared the playing surface. One on, one out, 2-2 game, last of the eighth. Whittlesey throws to Freeland. Here it comes. It's outside. Ball one. Freeland's last time up, he sprayed an opposite field line drive single to left. And the pitch to him stays outside. So they're pitching him away nonetheless. But Whittlesey has missed twice. And by the way, Taylor Young at first base. He is a very good base dealer. And the ball two delivery. Swing and a foul tip into Susak's mitt. Strike one. Last year in his minor league debut, he was 12 for 12. One steal in two games in the Arizona Complex League, then 11 steals in 29 games with Rancho. Not running. Whittlesey misses outside. Three balls and a strike on Freeland. Damon Keith, the cleanup hitter, waits on deck. Loons looking to break the 2-2 tie. Game that they trailed 2-0 in the last inning. The pitch smacked on the ground, right side, one hop to Angeles. Beats Muncy at second, one over to first. That's in time to complete the double play. And Brock Whittlesey is out of the scoreless eighth inning. Leadoff walk doesn't hurt because Whittlesey coaxed the pitcher's best friend. And away we go to the ninth. Lugnuts and Loons, 2-2 the score.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's a tie game opening up the ninth. And the Loons bring in the right-handed reliever Michael Hobbs. 2-2 Loons and Lugnuts. He throws to Junior Perez, batting right. Bunted at and missed strike one. Fastball at 92 miles an hour away. The Lugnuts are warming up left-hander Jack Owen for the bottom of the ninth inning. Perez, Angeles, Batista Jr., 5-6-7 in the order. Each team has two runs. Each team has five hits. Nobody's committed an error. The deal. Low and away. One ball, one strike. Perez is 0-for-3. A swinging strikeout, a ground out to third, and a pop out to first base. Here it comes. On the outside corner, slider for a called strike.
It'll be a great time for him to break out, get that first hit of the season, get that leadoff man on. Lugnuts need to put some pressure on Loon's pitching.
He's a pole hitter with great power to left center. And that gap is open. Hobbs is 1-2. Check swing, slider in the dust. On appeal, did not go. Ball two.
Yeah, he was very unsure of himself there, but a great job holding up, not swinging through once he saw that pitch was dropping out of the zone and to give himself another opportunity.
Taking on the 10th rounder from 2 years ago out of St. Mary's, Michael Hobbs. The herky-jerky motion and the 2-2. Smacked past the pitcher, one hop to second baseman Young. That was the first in time. One away. When that ball tore past Hobbs, it seemed like there was a chance, and then suddenly its momentum stopped, and there was Taylor Young waiting behind it.
Yeah, he had it played almost perfectly over there, little shaded towards second base. He's still there right now, and that's exactly where that ball went to.
Eribio Angeles singled on the first pitch his last time up, 1-for-3. 2-2 game in the ninth. The pitch up high from Hobbs. Ronan Kopp started the game, struck out 6 in 3 innings for the Loons. Allowed a first-inning RBI double to Max Muncy. Robbie Pito, the next 4 innings, gave up an RBI double to Muncy in the 6th. The deal. That's lifted high. At a foul ground on the right side. First baseman Garcia over toward his pen. And he can't make the play. A kid did, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Or was that a grown-up who made that catch right next to the railing?
No. That was a young boy that made that catch.
So. My goodness.
It was outstanding. He nonchalantly handed the ball off, too.
Right next to that railing.
composed.
You know, if this was Savannah Bananas baseball, you know that Aribil Angeles would be out.
Yes.
Fan catches a foul ball.
Thank goodness that's not the case here.
One ball, one strike, one out. The pitch. Breaking ball just missed up and in.
He'd also be required, perhaps, to step to the batter's box in stilts.
Yes.
Maybe announce himself before he goes to the plate.
I really enjoy that. Hobbs delivers. Missed inside again. He was trying to front door that slider, and he's not getting it in there. Three balls and a strike on Angeles. The dangerous Aribil Angeles. Here's the hitter's pitch. Chopper hit towards short. Freeland attacks, gathers, swings it over to first on the line. Two down. Well, it's up to Danny Bautista Jr. to keep the Lugnuts alive in this top of the ninth. And if he's unable to, we'll go to the bottom half with the Loons needing just one run for a walk-off. Anales, meanwhile, skipping off the field in frustration. He knows that he just missed that. Right-hander against right-hander. Hobbs to Bautista. Fastball rides up and away.
As this night has gone on, past 8 o'clock, it's starting to get a little chillier.
A 1-0. Sky to right. Here comes Keith. To his left down the line. Damon Keith has the catch. And the Lugnuts go in order in the ninth inning against Michael Hobbs. No strikeouts, but no base runners. And now to the bottom half of the ninth inning. Lugnuts and Loons tied up 2-2. Will we see Jack Owen coming in out of the bullpen to try to force extras? Stay tuned.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The bottom of the ninth inning begins here, with a ball one inside from the lefty Jack Owen to Damon Keith, the cleanup hitter for the Great Lakes Loons. Tie game 2-2. The lefty offers. And that two misses down low from Owen. Pinpoint left-hander to take on Keith rushing Fernandez. Loons score one run. Opening day is over. Strike held in the outside corner. 2-1.
Well, we don't want that. Let's play extras.
I've got nothing to do.
Same here.
We waited so long for baseball. Here's the pitch. High fly ball, left center field. Does it have enough? At the wall, Johnny Butler. He's got room to make the catch. It's a cold night. The ball's not going to travel on a night like this. And in the end, he was not near the wall. He was at the very front of the warning track with the wind helping him the entire way. One up, one down.
Yeah, if we're sitting here in July, 80, 85 degrees, that ball's probably out of here. But that's the hardest hit, furthest hit ball tonight. And great that Butler got under it. And a long first out. We'll take it.
Now Dalton rushing. Lefty, lefty. One out, nobody on. 2-2 score. Fastball for a called strike in the outside corner. Rushing is 0-2 today with a walk. He has popped to third. He has flied to center. Center fielder Tranquil is shifted to right center. The pitch up high and wide. With that wind. In addition to the already cold temperatures, it is 41 degrees. It feels colder than that. Breaking ball waved at and missed. The great Owen curve. And it's 1-2. Adam, you just go back. What was that, 2 days ago that it was 70 degrees in Lansing? And it's going to be back there next week. Owens 1-2. Just missed on the outside corner with a fastball.
Yeah, ironic. The one day that it pushed up over 70, it was pouring rain, thunderstorms. There was hail, tornado watches. Not next week, though.
No. 2-2. Damned away. Rushing has worked the count full. Wind is gusting from left to right across the field. Tranquil is now really out there in right center. Outfielders are, as a whole, playing deep. No doubles defense. Payoff pitch to Rushing. Breaking ball waved at and missed. He's gone. Owen strikes out the big prospect. And there's two down in the bottom of the ninth.
That's the same pitch he just threw, but he located it much better and enticed Rushing to swing at it. The other one was too far outside. That one hung up over the plate, looked enough like it was coming across, and then dropped out. Beautiful pitch from Jack Owen.
So now bring up Yainer Fernandez. He takes a called strike in the inside corner. The fastball to start him. Jack Owen has history with these Great Lakes Loons. Last year following a gem, he was named the Pitcher of the Week. Line drive sliced foul down the right side, off to the lawn. This time a fan can't make the catch, and that's going to hurt.
That's why you got to bring your glove. The young boy had it correct.
Should have let the kid take it.
Yeah, every time, man, every time.
Jack Owen last year, 6 shutout, 1 hit innings against the Loons. Midwest League Pitcher of the Week. This year opens the season out of the pen. Time called pitch clock violation on Owen. 1-2 on Yainer Fernandez.
First time a violation's been called tonight for the Lugnuts.
Pitcher's pitch here. A ground ball hit on the left side. Muncy accepts. Fires to first. And there's Bautista waiting. That's out number 3. Not 3 up, 3 down, 9th inning. Thank you, conditions. Thank you, wind. Let's go to the 10th. Opening day from Midland. Lugnuts and Loons tied 2-2. Adam Jackson will have the call when we resume.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Extra innings in night one of 2023. Off to the 10th we go. Michael Hobbs back on the hill. The first pitch. Skied. Shallow right field. Long run. Keith coming in. Couple others coming out. Into foul territory. Makes the catch. And at second, here goes the runner. That's Bautista. He gets to third because the ball got away. Great base running. He went halfway as the runner starts at second to open extra innings. And Bautista went halfway, saw the ball get away, and now he's at third. Great heads-up running right there. And Johnny Butler has a chance to drive him in. Johnny Butler tonight 0-for-3. Bautista the last out of the 10th. That's why he starts at second. Loons bring the infield in. We're tied at 2 at Dow Diamond. The pitch from Hobbs. Breaking ball in there. Strike one.
The thing of it is, we haven't had too much of a chance to see it yet until now. Danny Bautista Jr. can run.
And really smart right there on the base paths. That was excellent. And now he's put himself 90 feet away. Hops his pitch. Swing and a miss. Butler went fishing. That's a filthy, filthy toss that dropped right off.
I think just a little bit overeager. You know, in this situation, infield drawn in, you just need to get it past them, hit a fly ball that's deep enough, and so maybe pressing a little bit. Now you go into protect mode.
Hobbs trying to protect a run from scoring on the other side. The pitch. Fastball up high, and it brings rushing out of his stance.
Remember rushing earlier in the game had some difficulties? Mm-hmm. Think about Hobbs with that nasty slider. Ball gets away here.
Now that would favor the Lugnuts, and they would recapture the lead. Or Johnny Butler thinking, I want to put one in play. Get it to the outfield. 1-2. This is sawed off over the jumping third baseman, Gauthier, into left field. Bautista comes in to score. 3-2 Lugnuts on the other way single from Butler.
When we talk protect mode, that's what that is. That's right in on the hands, and he muscled it into shallow left.
I mean, just perfectly shot to left, right over the extended arm of Gauthier, who leaped up, did everything he could, and he was helpless as it floated right over his mitt. To the top of the card, and Caden Trinkle now. The pitch. Left-hander takes a shot on the outside corner, strike one. Lansing 3, Great Lakes 2. The Loons have not led tonight. Lansing took a run in the first and then one in the sixth. Loons scored both in the seventh. Lansing gets the first run here in the 10th. Hobbs' pitch. There goes the runner. Pitches outside. Throw down to second on one hop. No tag applied, and Butler's got a swipe. And the Lugnuts have another runner in scoring position. So they continue to be aggressive. Three steals tonight for Lansing.
Rushing's doing everything he can. He's not rising up. He's firing right from his knees. But the Lugnuts have been getting great jumps.
And they have not been caught tonight. Great work. Pitch to Trinkle. Slider comes inside. 2-1. Caden has reached twice with a base hit and an HBP. He stole one of those bases and came in to score the Lugnuts' second run. He K'd the other two times he came to the plate. Butler delivering the RBI single. He's at second. The pitch. That comes in, and it hits the bat of Trinkle. He tried to check the swing, couldn't. Looked like potentially it came in around the knob of the bat where that got him.
Adam, an email sent in from Marsha Bullard checking in on the trivia question. Marsha Bullard, Paul Hammerly keeping us company today, emailing in. And Marsha was just wondering, what is the answer?
You know, we were just discussing that in the break.
I got you.
The 2-2. Twisted foul, third base side, and I said, well, we forgot the trivia tonight, but extra innings prevails, and because of that, thank you for holding us to giving you that answer. And the question was, the first time that the Loons and the Lugnuts open the season against one another. What year was it? The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gas right by Trinkle. He strikes out for a third down, third time tonight. There are two outs. First strikeout for Hobbs. The year, did we get any answers?
We did get answers, but we did not get any correct answers.
Okay. Well, the Loons, as we told you, their first year was 2007. It was not 2007. It was 5 years after. 2012 was the first time that these two played against one another. The pitch, that's in there, strike one to Jack Winkler off speed, and that was first time playing against each other on opening night, and that was 2012 that the Lugnuts, they threw Noah Syndergaard and Anthony DeSclafani on opening day. Pretty good crew right there. That was a three-game sweep for the Lugnuts to open that series, and 2012 was a pretty good season with those guys at the helm. Now playing here, opening in 2023. Breaking ball drops in 0-2. Winkler's seen two breaking balls come in. Those are filthy. He's trying to deliver with two outs. Lugnuts lead 3-2, but they would love another run as the Loons will start with a runner in second at second base in the bottom of the 10th. Butler with good speed at second. Playing Winkler to pull it down the left field side. Gauthier hugging the line at third. Freeland a couple of steps to the left of the shortstop hole. 0-2. Same pitch, low and outside. And Winkler laid off.
You mentioned 2012, the first year that these two teams met up on opening day. This is the fifth year since. The fifth all-time opening day matchup between the Lugnuts and the Loons. And if the Lugnuts do prevail, they'll have won 4 out of 5.
They've been really good against the Loons to open the season. 1-2. That's up high. That pops out of the glove, but stays close enough to rushing. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It was 2016, the only loss. That was the Lugnuts snowed out and rained out in the first two scheduled days at home against the Loons. So then they came back up here to Dow Diamond, lost that first game 5-4. The pitch. That's up high, 3 balls, 2 strikes. And as Jesse told you, that was the notorious game where the laptop went kerplooey thanks to the foul ball.
I pushed back. So the chairs have wheels. I pushed back from the counter. I was ready. The computer stayed on the counter, and the ball found the computer.
Well, I got you this time if it happens again. 3-2 pitch coming to Winkler. Just wide, ball 4. 1 at bat from Jack Winkler. He's down 0-2, facing breaking ball after breaking ball. And he laid off all of them out of the zone. And they're at first and second with 2 outs for the guy that's delivered 2 runs tonight via doubles, Max Muncy. And no surprise, that's going to bring a visit from the Loons pitching coach, Richard De Los Santos, coming out to the hill.
Muncy has been the most dangerous hitter in the Lugnuts order today. And so, if you're the Loons, you need to make sure that you've got that plan right. Because what they have tried, it's only worked once out of 4 times.
Well, let's hope it doesn't work again. Does he have another extra base hit in him? Max Muncy with that silver stick. Looks like a sword, truly. Almost matches his gray pants as he kicks off the dirt from the front of his white spikes and steps into the box, first and second, 2 outs.
Well, isn't Chaminade called the Silver Swords?
Sure. Here's the pitch. That's flied back, strike one. I am doing terrible tonight.
That's okay.
With the nicknames. This is my forte. I feel like I brought this to the booth.
You did.
And you are crushing me tonight. It's night one. We'll come back.
Braden Fisher is warming up in the Loons bullpen.
Right down the right field line. 3-2 nuts in the 10th. The pitch. This is swatted down the right field line and foul. Home run distance the other way from Muncy. He's a touch late. And this could have been a 4-run lead for the Nuts.
That's a slider. And he waited on it to try to really clobber it down the right side.
because that's what Michael Hobbs has continued to pitch. He just threw him a bunch to Jack Winkler. Muncy paying attention nearly made him pay. Got to protect here down 0-2. Hobbs comes home. Lifted out to shallow right, backing up is Garcia at first, calls everybody off, and shallow right juggles, and he doesn't make the catch. Coming in to score is Butler, and it's 4-2 Lugnuts, and they're safe at first and third on the error from Garcia.
That had a bad look all over it for Garcia, just backpedaling, getting under it. It was in his glove, it squirted out of his glove, and suddenly it turned into juggling a hot potato. And he couldn't handle it in the end.
Yeah, he was not smoothly backpedaling to make the play there. And he had a chance at it, juggled it, still nearly caught it. And then it fell to the grass. And a gift for the Lugnuts. And they're up 4-2 on the error from Junior Garcia. And that's going to draw a pitching change. And you got a feel for Michael Hobbs, even from the other side. He got the weak contact against the guy that's been the best tonight in the Lugnuts order and still doesn't get the result.
When we talk about these conditions, the wind is blowing. It's brutally cold. It's colder than sometimes you're used to. And as the night goes on, why do you start this game at 6:05? Because you're trying to get as much sun as you possibly can. There is no sun right now. And the longer these players are out there playing defense, the more you get cold. Well, that defense got cold, and there's Garcia, who is iced and not ready to catch that pop-up.
The good news, the sun will come up tomorrow.
Bet your bottom dollar.
There you go. And we'll get you the new pitcher here, Michael Hobbs.
It's Braden Fisher.
Yes. Braden Fisher, that's correct, coming in from the bullpen. And he is getting ready to face a guy that is due, Jesse. A guy that had a big night against Michigan State on Tuesday, and not just getting a couple of base hits, but he hit the ball hard. Tonight, we haven't really seen Daniel Susak hit the ball hard. He's chased a couple of pitches out of the zone and struck out twice on both of those at-bats. He left the strike zone, grounded a ball to short, and a weak pop-up to second. But runners at the corners for the Arizona Wildcat. Can he deliver here? And the Lugnuts maybe snag another run up 4-2 in the 10th.
I wonder how aggressive he's going to be early. I remember Braden Fisher from last year with these Great Lakes Loons. Saw a lot of action out of the bullpen. Was very difficult to hit. However, command, Adam. 47 in the third innings. Only 33 hits, only 3 home runs. But he walked 37 batters in 47 in the third. And that's why he's back in the Midwest League.
Fourth round selection in 2018. Braden Fisher, the righty, comes set. The pitch home. Swing and a miss from Susak. Strike one.
There's the early at-bat aggressiveness. He was hoping for a fastball. He got a slider.
And kind of an awkward-looking swing from him in that because he didn't get that fastball. The pitch. Swing and a miss.
He got the fastball.
But he still didn't connect. And now he's got to protect down 0-2. Winkler is at third. Muncy is at first. Two outs, top 10, 4-2 Nuts.
That Loon's defense is so cold. You just put the ball into play, you see what happens.
Here it comes. That one he gets a piece of and fouls back. Yeah, you're right. They've been out there for a long time. And it has gotten much more chilly. It was 47 degrees. It's dipped to 42. The wind has picked up as well. And as Jesse mentioned, the sun is no more to heat up the diamond. 0-2. Breaking ball stays up. One ball, two strikes on Susak. Can he work his way back in the count? Again, his two strikeouts tonight, he's left the zone swinging on the final pitch. Susak, 6'4", 225-pound, 21-year-old from Roseville, California. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him, and the Lugnuts will settle for two when they probably only should have gotten one. They lead 4-2, three outs away from an opening night win in 2023. We'll see if they can get it when we return.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
And here we go to the bottom of the 10th on the opening night of the 2023 season. Jackets are on up here in the broadcast booth. It is chilly, 42 degrees. The wind has started to whip, but the Lugnuts produced two runs in the top of the 10th. Can they close this thing out? The Loons will face Jack Owen as he comes out for his second inning of work. It is a pinch runner, it looks like, out there at second base. See if we can get you a number. Ainer Garcia is at the plate.
Aha. Ismael Alcantara.
Okay, there we go. A returning Loon at second base. The first pitch. That's a little bit low. Ball one to Yainer Fernandez.
I remember Alcantara having some wheels. But it's not his run that matters.
It's the one after his, and he replaces Dalton Rushing. The pitch. Nubbed off the end of the bat, right side of the mound. Scooped up by Jack Owen, and he's walking back the runner to first. Still walking him back. And Owen is going to continue to look to third. And there finally tags Fernandez for the first out. But over to third base goes Alcantara.
I appreciate how much Jack Owen had his hands firmly on the steering wheel. Right? No panic. Watching the runner at third the entire way and just marching, marching, marching. It was inevitable.
It was indeed, and nice job by him getting the out. That now brings up Chris Aline. First pitch, lifted out to right, shallow right. Perez coming in on the run, makes the catch, and throws home. The runner holds, though, and look out there. The bat got in the way as Susak made the catch, and he stumbled over it. Looks like he's all right, but great job, Perez. He's got a big arm out there, Jesse, and holds the runner two down.
This is the delight for us in seeing so many of these players for the first time. Junior Perez's arm is coming with a stop sign for the third base coach.
And you can't blame him. He's shown it a couple of times. And now it's come down to Jake Vogel. 4-2, Lugnuts, bottom 10, one out away. Jack Owens pitch. Vogel takes it a little bit up and outside. Ball one. If you're just joining us, Lugnuts scored a run in the first, then one in the sixth. They're up 2-0 and one hitting the Loons into the seventh. And Great Lakes scored two. The pitch, that's in there, but a little bit outside, 2-0. He's had four hits in the seventh to get those two runs. The Lugnuts bullpen has done a nice job against them since, with Whittlesey and now Owen. The 2-0. Lifted out to right field, long run for Perez, down the line, and foul as it ricochets off of the concrete path just to the right of the wall. and bounces high for the kids there on the berm. They still have a ton of energy out there, even though it's almost 9 o'clock. About that time where the parents are probably saying, we're ready to go home. Is this baseball game going to end?
What, 8:51? There's so much time left in the night.
The pitch, that's inside. 3 balls and a strike. That with this game starting at 6:08. It's moved along nicely, even into the 10th. Runner at third, 2 outs, but the Lugnuts up by 2. Need one more out. The pitch. Hard hit at the shortstop. One-handed stop. Muncy spins, throws to first. A lunging play, and off the bag goes Bautista. They say he pulled his foot. Muncy threw a rocket to first, and almost like a diving catch attempt, but Bautista couldn't keep the foot down.
Boy, Danny did everything he could. He was stretching out as far as he could, a player with a ton of outfield experience that we're seeing on opening day at first base. Nearly got that stretch.
Very, very close. What do you think there? Base hit, Jesse, or you go error on the throw?
I think it's E6.
And it's E6 to the credit of Muncy making a nice stop, spinning, throwing. And wow, we're just talking about Junior Perez's arm. Max Muncy rifled that ball to first. Don Schulze, the pitching coach for the Lugnuts, as Jesse told you earlier, in his third season out there with the entire infield gathered. Tying run is now at first base. And upcoming is Taylor Young, the leadoff man tonight, who's 0-for-3. He walked on 4 pitches in the 8th, the only time he's reached. Lugnuts now lead by just a run. And they are going to go throwing air on Max Muncy. Give a lot of credit to Danny Bautista. He thought, looking at Chad Patterson and how he reacted, that he held that back foot on the bag. Lefty on righty. First pitch to Young. Inside, ball one. So a ground out to start the half inning, then a fly out, and then the E6 brings the run in. Lugnuts looking for the final out. Throw back to first. We have not seen many throws. I don't know if we've seen any throws over to first base tonight. I think that's the first one for either team. Part of the new rules on being limited on how many times you check on the runner. Owen stares over at first. Throws. Lifted. Left center field. Not deep enough. Butler coming over. And it's taken by Trinkle. He's got it. And that's going to do it for the first night of 2023. A Lansing Lugnuts victory in Midland. 4-3 in 10 innings.
What an enormous dropped pop-up by the first baseman for the Great Lakes Loons, Garcia, in the top of the 10th inning. And there's your difference. The throwing error by Muncy does give the Loons the run back, but that provided the insurance. That provides the cushion. And Adam, what I look to in this one-run game, there's Max Muncy's bat, but the pitching throughout. It's Yoel Vistel Rosario. It's Kumar Nambiar. It's Brock Whittlesey rescuing Hunter Bro out of a jam, and then it's Jack Owen finishing things.
Absolutely. Great pitching has always been the cure to the Loons offense. We'll take a quick break and come back. Post-game show is next. We'll wrap this one up, but the Lugnuts take down the Loons on the road in opening night of 2023, 4-3 in 10 innings.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable.
Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
An opening day victory for the Lugnuts, improving to 1-0, dropping the Loons down to 0-1, and they went 10 innings to do so. Hello and welcome into Lugnuts postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Your final score, the Lugnuts 4, the Loons 3. Adam, the Lugnuts built up a 2-run lead. The Loons rallied and tied the game. So the Lugnuts built up another 2-run lead, and this time the Loons could not come all the way back. The Lugnuts come into Dow Diamond. And for Craig Conklin, congratulations. Your first minor league baseball managerial victory.
Yeah, pretty special one, too. It wasn't easy, right? You go up 2-0 and give credit to the Loons. They always have a good offense with the Dodgers, and they get two runs right back. But then you're pitching, as you mentioned, through the seventh. Whittlesey comes in to get the final out, and then the eighth, the ninth, and the tenth. And you're able to push across two in the tenth. Yes, the Loons gifted you with an error, but you take advantage, you hold on, and that's a great way to start the season with the 4-3 victory.
It was a game that started in the sunlight. It ended in the cold. It was so cleanly played throughout, and then at the very end, defense suddenly poked its head in. But I want to go back to the very start. This is our first time seeing the Rule 5 selection. Yoelvis Del Rosario, I would say first impression, very positive.
Very, very positive. Again, he threw a couple pitches wide that got away from Susak, but outside of that, I thought he was in pretty good command throughout the night. He only gives up one hit to this Great Lakes team, who's, again, filled with prospects here to start the 2023 season. Walks only two batters, strikes out four. Really impressive night for him to kick off his 2023 campaign.
Speaking of prospects, Max Muncy.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. Okay, we're done there.
Mighty Max, two doubles, two runs driven in. Where would they be without him tonight? Excellent start to his season.
The Lugnuts had six hits in the game. Max had half of them. The Lugnuts scored four runs in the game. He knocked in half of those runs. The runs today were scored by Winkler in the first inning on the Muncy RBI double, Trenkel in the sixth inning on the Muncy RBI double, and then in the tenth, Danny Bautista Jr. singled in by Johnny Butler. Enormous swing by Johnny Barrels in the top of the 10th inning, and then Butler came in when Muncy's pop-up was dropped by Junior Garcia, and that supplied the winning margin in the end because it was a Muncy throwing error that allowed the Loons to creep one run closer, and that was all. It was locked down in the end by Jack Owen. The game was started by Yoelvis Del Rosario. We saw great relief from Kumar Nambiar. Hunter Brough had his hiccups. But then Brock Whittlesey came in, settled things down, and then Owen. That's three returners from the bullpen last year, and they each took on this Loons tough offense and silenced them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're looking for, right? You're looking for your guys that have been here and been a part of the system, been up in Lansing, kind of understand the atmosphere a little bit to guide the younger guys that are experiencing April and high A baseball for the first time. And that experience pays off and helps Craig Conklin and certainly the continuity on the staff with Don Schultze as well, all of that coming together. You face a little adversity, find a way out of it, and get a night one win.
Let me throw something else at you. Three stolen bases, including two steals, one by Butler, one by Trenkel, by base runners who eventually scored that half inning. I know that has to bring you a smile.
Absolutely. And the other fact is three stolen bases, Jesse, on three stolen base attempts. Nobody was caught stealing tonight for the Lansing Lugnuts, and we talked about it with Phil Pohl's squad last year. For whatever reason, it wasn't the focus at the beginning of the year, and then a couple of months in, they started to kind of get rolling. Well, three stolen bases, night one in the chilly weather. You only expect that to go up, and by the way, that's a pretty good catching prospect that they were facing trying to get those swipes against.
Undefeated in 2023. Not bad.
That sounds pretty darn good. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Let's talk about tomorrow's matchup, because on the mound for the Lugnuts, we are going to see, ignore what the game notes say, the right-hander Jacob Waters is going to get the ball for the Lugnuts tomorrow. He'll be piggybacked by Blake Beers. That's two different sorts of right-handers, one with a curve, one with a slider, both of them with a college pedigree, and this is going to be exciting.
Blake Beers was phenomenal last year. That slider is lights out, and Jacob Waters, we've talked about the line of great pitching that comes out of West Virginia. They are excellent in producing starting pitchers. Waters, a fourth-round selection last year that the A's get from Rocky Gap, Virginia. Excited to see this man get the ball tomorrow.
Tomorrow, 1:05 p.m., and then Sunday, 1:05, we'll see Jack Perkins against the Loons lefty Justin Robleski. Then a day off on Monday, and then back home, homestand, Lugnuts, and the West Michigan Whitecaps. And it all starts up on Tuesday, April the 11th through April the 16th, the first six games of the Lugnuts home schedule. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and get your tickets.
You know, last year they didn't start above 500. They dropped two in the doubleheader to Lake County. Not this year.
No. 1-0. And the Loons, 0-1. We hope that you join us tomorrow. We wish you a fine night tonight. Any final thoughts?
Goodbye there.
For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The minor league season, the Midwest League season, the Lugnut season is back and officially underway. Thank you for keeping us company, and we wish you a terrific rest of your evening from Dow Diamond and Midland, Michigan. Your final score once again, it was the Lansing Lugnuts 4, the Great Lakes Loons 3.